The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
I'm Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, 7 minutes after the hour at 9 o'clock, here on the 5th of February, 2014. And I'm back in the studio. Let me tell you guys a story. I'm not above the bus. I have not been on a bus for over a 2 hours ride, for a 2 hour ride, in 15 years, I think, at least 10. I have never been on a bus for a turnaround that goes from Youngstown to Washington, D.C., and comes back in the same day. Our call time was at 3:30 in the morning. That's where they picked us up on 46. And last night I was in my room, in my bed by 10 o'clock. Now, you would think that I would not be as tired as I am today, but I'm overwhelmingly tired. And I have to give God thanks because he held back all the snow and all the raining ice until we all got home. So we'll talk about a little bit about why it was worth it. And I'll talk a little bit about that as we go through the day. Just want to say thank you to Styx and to Gary for coming in and pitch-hitting. I hope you guys listen to Dinesh D'Souza. We'd like to talk about it today. If you want to, we'll do that. Hey, Styx, what's going on with you?
Oh, man, it's freezing rain and snow.
Wait a minute, I went out to the car.
I left my house, and you know where I live. It's normally like a 35-minute drive. I left my house at 7:30 this morning, and I got here at 10 or 8.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I left my house at like 9:40 or 8:40, and I'm about 7 minutes from here.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem that I didn't leave my house. I went out to start my car. But let me tell you what I did not do. I did not look outside.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea when I opened the door to go put my stuff in the car that all that white stuff and icy stuff was out there.
Oh, your car gained 100 pounds.
Yes. I had no idea.
But you're one of those people, because I've been to your house. You have a garage.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
Well, my car's not in it.
Oh, that's right. Mom's car's in the garage.
Right.
Okay.
My car is in the cold. And I learned a valuable lesson. Kick out mom's car. I thought about it this morning. Hey.
You know, though, I've heard of people that will take and put an electric heater in their car, and then like 2 hours before they get ready to leave, they'll have it on a switch in the house, turn on the electric heater. So once you get the inside of the car warm, all that ice will melt off the windows.
You sound like Alabama going outside and pouring water.
No, because it heats up slow. You pour hot water on the glass, it'll break. But if you just heat it up slow from the inside, it's like running a defroster.
That ain't a bad idea. And last night...
And you could even put it on a timer.
Last night I had a friend, and they were on the bus with us. And as we were rolling up 76 and 80, going to 46, he pulled his keys out. and he started his car from the freeway. That was so very, very rude. That was me.
Yes. I don't have a remote.
I had to get in a cold car. And I turned to Jeff and I said, you know, I got to go find me a man that will come all the way out, start my car, clean it off, and then go back home so I don't have to get back in a cold car. You know, there are men out there that do that.
I've been married 30 years. I'm not doing that.
Ben does that. Ben's the kind of guy that does that. As wacky as Ben is, he hasn't been around for a while, he's probably cleaning up cars, but as wacky as Ben is the kind of guy that does that. I need a man that will, when he knows that I'm coming in late and it's snowy and icy, will come and start my car and then go back home and go back to work so I don't have to get into a cold car. Now, that's what I call chivalry.
Better man than me. I do go out and start my wife's car, though.
Well, I'm talking about when I'm for work. I'm talking about, but you don't go when she's coming home for work, so she doesn't have to clean
that's
it up.
That's a 30-mile drive.
Who cares? What is 30 miles? This is the month of love. Love has no mileage. What? And six.
What?
You said you were going to talk about me and the bumper music.
That's right.
Let me tell you something.
You keep saying you want to be like Doug.
I definitely want to be like Doug. I love Doug.
But
Doug
every time, every time I play Doug and Marianne music, you make fun of my bumper music.
Listen here. You come in here talk all that mess. I'm going to come up today, and I look over to you and say,
uh-oh, you done ruined my wife.
Yes.
I got a text.
There you go. I'm with her. Thank you very much, Paula. I appreciate that. I'm trying to – and as a matter of fact, yesterday I had to tell a couple young men we were getting off the elevator that you always let the ladies on and off the elevator first.
Oh, man. You got to tell somebody that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Diva's on the line. I'm going to fuss at her in a minute, too.
Okay.
Diva, good morning. Pay the number. It's 347-945-5229. Diva, everybody on the bus knows your name because
what?
You just talk over everyone. I just want you to know that I'm on the air trying to do a show, and all they know, they can't hear anything but Diva.
Wait a minute. How? I barely said anything yesterday.
Yeah, but
oh,
when you did.
No. I was listening after I left. You said a lot.
No, we barely got talking. But I was going to say, get a remote starter, because I have one of those, and those things are awesome. You get up maybe 20, 30 minutes. The night before, you put it on defrost and put the heat on. Then you get up the next morning, you start it up from inside your house. You come out, all the snow is melted. It's nice and warm and heated.
I would rather have a man do it.
Yeah, but, you know, if you don't got a man, that's the next best thing. Well, now I have a garage, so I don't have to worry about all that snow. But
I want him to come to work. See, it's not about at home. At home, we got garages. Home is different.
But I know men that go
to their wives' jobs.
Well,
they go to their jobs before they come home.
I've never met
I'm serious. They go to their wives' jobs, start the car, lock the car back up so when she comes back out, she doesn't have to clean off the car where she works.
It depends what part of town you work in.
Who cares?
The part of town my dad worked in, they not go in to out take the car.
No, because actually, if you have a remote start on there,
and
can't fail.
Still has extra special treatment, and not just birthdays and holidays, if he's coming all the way out there to do all that.
You want to do that anyhow. That should be done anyhow. Don't you think?
No, I think that's a little extra, but...
No, that's not extra. That's just good.
Yeah,
I mean, what?
You get a remote starter, you don't have to worry about that.
But what about cleaning off the car?
When
most
you get a remote...
don't clean off cars.
Huh?
I know women who still don't have to pump gas because their husband makes sure that the car is gassed up.
That's what I need, a husband who makes sure my car is gassed up. I can do it. I can
my
do
wife,
everything else.
Wife,
I hate the gas.
My wife never has to stop for gas.
That doesn't count. You bought her a car that doesn't run on gas. I'm serious. I mean, I think that's a good thing. We're going to have to teach this again.
Actually, I was going to bring her car today and fill it for her.
See?
And then I walked outside the back door, and I realized we better bring the we better bring the 4x4.
Is there a difference?
Oh, yeah. Ground yes. clearance alone. I mean,
yes.
if it had just been snow and the roads would have been pretty well cleaned, I'd have brought the Cavalier. But the ground clearance thing, and you get high-centered with all this snow they're shoving in the middle of the streets.
Because I decided to get another SUV, not to get a sedan, not to get a car.
Man, I took my mother to work this morning, and as I was coming back into my subdivision, they plowed in all that snow, and I live on a court, so they plowed all the snow, and they didn't plow my court. Man, I was just so thankful for my little SUV. Everybody else getting stuck, I didn't get stuck.
It works.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll never go back to a car.
I miss cars, but on snowy days like today, trucks do work. Because
mm-hmm.
SUVs are classified as a truck.
Yep.
They do work. They're good.
They're a truck with car plates.
Yeah. Do they have car plates?
Yeah, you put car plates on your anything with a back seat. Actually, you buy a van. If it's got a back seat, you can put car plates on it. Car plates are a lot cheaper in Ohio than truck plates.
How much is truck plates? I never knew that there was a difference between
them. Oh, yeah. Plates on my pickup are like $70 a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's heavier.
No, because it's a pickup truck. Non-commercial pickup truck plates in Ohio are about $70 a year.
But how do they validate paying more? Because it's heavier?
Because it's
road
wear?
Must
be because it's a truck.
But what does that mean?
And commercial plates, I have no idea what commercial plates are.
Don't ever give vanity plates, Dan, because mine are $104 a year.
What did yours say?
I'm not going to give out my license plate on air.
Okay. Well, just checking.
See, if you were a veteran, your vanity plates would be free.
Would they really?
Yeah, my retired
yeah.
plates are free.
But your vanity plates, would they be free?
No, your vanity, if you want something special on it, but my little sticker that says U.S. Navy retired on it's free.
Oh, I want a vanity plate that says, I don't know.
I used to have vanity plates that said Diva 80. I don't have those anymore.
Yeah, you don't need to have anything that says Diva on the back of it because everybody knows your name now. You have no idea. They all know your name.
Oh.
And it's really funny.
I bet.
Is she always that way? And I'm like, yep. So, let me tell you what happened yesterday. We rode to D.C., we left out of here, and we went to the second annual Black Republican Trailblazers Award. And it was at the historic Hampton Theater. I'm sorry, at the historic Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. And I had the opportunity to meet a lot of great Republicans. I had the opportunity to sit next to Alan West, the former representative out of Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm going to hopefully have him on within a couple weeks. And he'll sit in with us and have... What? What?
I'll remember to skip that show.
You need to listen in. You just can't talk. And Roland Martin was there. He was at my table. A young lady.
Roland Martin is a Republican?
No, he was there spying on us.
Oh, okay.
And there was a choir that sang, and boy, they were absolutely phenomenal. And I'm going to try. Hopefully they're in here. I have not read the program yet. Hold on. There was a lot of Republicans. The people that they honored yesterday they should be highlighted throughout the country, not just by Republicans, for what they have accomplished. And I'll tell you a little bit more about them later on. His name, the choir was the Patrick Lundy and the Ministers of Music. They did a remarkable job. And you know, for those of you who are African American, you can imagine those in the crowd that were not African American, because this was a Ricky Grundy, Ricky Dillard, Hezekiah Walker choir. And they rocked that house. They really did. And one guy leaned over, he says, I don't have to go to church for like 6 months. It was a really great event, and I'll go back and talk to you guys a little bit about who they honored. We took about 35 people, maybe 35 to 40 people from Ohio to D.C. on the bus. And then we stopped by the Martin Luther King Memorial, which was fabulous.
How warm was it? I mean, was it decent enough to walk around?
Yes.
Okay.
It was not cold. As cold as it was here.
I'm glad it wasn't cold and rainy on you, so it was a decent experience to be out in the weather.
I'm just thankful that we had no snow and ice.
Yeah.
I've been to D.C. when it's frigid. D.C. and frigid is not a good combination. It's bad.
Yeah, they don't. It's like any place else south of the Mason-Dixon line. You say snow, they clear the shelves of toilet paper.
We did do this. We did drive by the Capitol, but they wouldn't drive by the White House. I don't know why they wouldn't drive by the White House. I don't know, because we wanted to stop. I wanted to stop and go in and say, what's up?
Yeah, but you had Jeff with him. He'd just call him a liar, and then he'd get thrown out by the Secret Service.
Now, I told Jeff that we were going to D.C., and I was not bailing him out of jail. I didn't have the money. I told him that.
Hey, I don't care whether you like the president or not. You got to be nice to him when you meet him.
You got to be. You should be and
respectful.
You should be respectful no matter what.
That's right.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'm going to take a break in a few minutes, and we'll see you on the other side. The number is 347-945-5222.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, I grew up in one of them old farm towns where they hit it hard till the sun goes down. Nobody really seemed to care that we were living in the middle of nowhere. We just figured that's how it was, and everybody else was just like us, soaking in the rain, baking in the sun. Don't quit till the job gets done. That's the only way I know. Don't stop till everything's gone. Straight ahead, never turn around. Don't back up, don't back down. A full throttle, wide open. You get tired,
a little deeper when you think you can't dig no more. That's the only way I know.
That ain't bad.
That's Doug.
That's not bad. That's not bad. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. That's not bad. But the unicorn song that you and Jeff are singing, that's not Doug. You've played
yes,
a little
bit. Yes, it is. You,
no.
You never listened to Doug on St. Paddy's Day.
No.
That's St. Paddy's Day music.
This is not bad. I can do this. It's like hip-hop with a country.
That's hip-hop.
Oh, it's hip-hop.
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 Yeah.
Hip-hop with a R&B, with a twang.
Yeah.
Look at that. I can do that. I got to, what else do I, there's something else got to do. I got to do something today. I got to fuss at somebody. Well, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. It's going to be an open mic. I said on Monday we will start our venture into American history in detail. We're going to talk about race and racism in America. But today I've got to bring up. I'm against smokers. I used to be a smoker. I used to love getting smoking cigarettes. Newport 100s in a box, and I'm heavy. I like smoking cigarettes. It was enjoyable.
Marlboro Reds.
No, I didn't have no mint though. You got to, if you're gonna smoke, you need to die with it. So, I'm not, and I don't like people to come to my house and smoke. You can't come in my house and smoke because you stink.
I don't like going
to your house if you smoke because your house stinks. I mean, I'm just being real with you. But let me.
We don't let people smoke on a property.
Oh, you're mean. But let me. You can go outside if you want to stand outside and go and puff, you know, puff the magic dragon, whatever you want to do. But listen here.
You let people puff the magic dragon at your house?
If you can stand outside in the middle of the road, you can do whatever you want to do. It's America. America, great. America. We'll come back to that, too, because we want to talk about that in the Coke commercial. But I got CVS is going to pull all of the tobacco products because they're a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And President Obama comes in and applauds it. Now, can I ask y'all something? I am not a... As I said, I tell people, just say no, don't smoke. Smoke will smoke kill you, give you cancer, all that kind of stuff. But how is the president going to he chimed in on some of the dumbest stuff for him to chime in, and he stays silent on some of the dumbest stuff that he stays silent on. Now, let's go back to CVS and the non-tobacco and the president applauding the non-tobacco. Do you know how much money a state makes on the taxes of tobacco? And if stores stop selling tobacco, do you know what's going to happen?
Oh, states are the biggest profiteer of the big three sins of everything. Gambling, drinking, and smoking. The state makes more money than the producer that makes it and the guy that sells it.
I mean. And so
you know what a liquor store in Ohio makes on a bottle mandatory makes on a bottle of liquor?
No.
5%.
That's the law.
That's all they're allowed to mark it up.
I just want you to know, do you realize what is going to happen if everybody that actually sells tobacco quits selling tobacco?
I haven't figured this one out.
Diva, in the state of Ohio, $1.25 is made on every pack of cigarettes.
But isn't it an oxymoron for a pharmacy to sell health items and most health
nope.
to sell yes, something
is.
That is unhealthy
no.
yes, for
it
you?
It is. And as a matter of fact, I think they ought to pull alcohol from their shelves.
Yes.
They also ought to pull anything that has sugar in it.
Yeah.
If we're going to start this ball rolling, if you're going to be a pharmacy, then go back to being a pharmacy.
But yeah,
but
true.
Pharmacy
but
and convenience store.
In the old days, that's where you bought all that stuff was at the pharmacy.
No.
Because it was considered a pharmaceutical.
You bought pharmacy, but see, sugar is bad for you. Sugar will kill you. As a matter of fact, I'm reading a book about white flour. White stuff will kill you.
Yeah,
so I think
you're not even supposed to eat white onions.
That's what I'm saying. So you want to pull all of that off the shelves. So you need to, if you wanted to sell pop pills, you need to become a dispensary. Wine. It's not good for you. You can only sell red wine because white wine will kill you. And as a matter of fact, they sell all them doggone energy drinks, so they need to pull them off the shelf too.
Caffeine will kill you.
Caffeine, let's pull off the Coca-Cola and the Pepsi. Hello?
How come it's okay to smoke dope, but cigarettes are so bad? Because the president said dope won't hurt you.
Well,
no, he didn't say dope. He said marijuana. He didn't say it wouldn't hurt you. He said the effects are no more greater than that of drinking alcohol. They shouldn't be looked at as differently.
Why
did
he compare it with cigarettes? Because you're still inhaling a substance.
Because cigarettes doesn't impair your judgment while you're driving.
But it'll give you cancer quicker than drinking will.
Yeah, but cigarettes doesn't impair your judgment. You're not going to kill somebody because you're smoking.
Steve, I'm not going to let you defend the president on this today.
I'm defending him.
If you're going to get in the bed with people, then you need to get in the bed with them all the way. But you just can't get in the bed with them halfway. It doesn't work that way. Hi, Alabama. How are you?
What's up? You guys moved so fast. I was actually thinking about a friend of mine who had a liquor store here in Alabama, and he was doing fairly well for himself, doing pretty good. I guess he sold too much alcohol because the state bought a location across the street and cut his profits in half. I mean, they killed him because he was basically out of business now. They ran him out of, because they sell the stuff. He has to mark it up because what they sell to the public, you actually have to mark it up in Alabama. So if you can get a bottle of Nouveau for $12 across the street, he has to sell it for, let's say, $15. They're going to go across the street. And that's what killed him. And he's saying they do that with anybody that opens up in a location and they flourish. They come and open up right next to them and run them out of business. That's what they do.
Well, see, I don't know how it is in Alabama, but in Ohio, liquor is regulated by the state.
Completely.
And you drive into any liquor store in a certain area, the bottle of liquor is exactly the same price, within a nickel.
No, well, it's the same price. What they do is they charge you if you use a credit card.
Well, yeah, but the reason they do that on liquor is because they're only allowed to put a 5% surcharge on the bottle, so they're only making 5% on the bottle, and they cost you 3% to
prices they were charging, it was worth me gassing up once a month, going over there, spending $2,000, and coming back.
I mean, think about this. That just makes no sense to me. That's just, I mean, I understand that you want to be health conscious, fine. But if you're going to be health conscious, then be it. But don't just pick and choose your health conscious ideas based upon, you know, something that is going to be a what? See, they're lying.
Well, I know they are. It's marketing. They're probably watching their tobacco sales are probably going south to the point where they're not moving a lot. Because they're probably the number one place where people buy cigarettes is probably either at the grocery store or at the gas station. If you buy by the carton, you probably buy them with your groceries.
Yeah, and if you buy them
by the pack, you buy them at the gas station.
That's you.
Well, because they're cheaper. You get them at the pharmacy or gas station. They tend to be cheaper.
So they're probably looking at a decrease of sales. So, you know, it's a good marketing ploy. Well, we're not going to sell cigarettes or any tobacco products.
Listen, in New York City, there is $4.35 in taxes on a pack of cigarettes. Ooh. Do you know that money is going to the general fund? Now, wait a minute. I just want you to just go with me for just a minute. Do you realize how many packs of cigarettes people buy? And if you're paying $7, $8 for a pack of cigarettes, and $4 of it goes to taxes, who's going to make up for the
$4?
Huh?
$8 for a pack of sticks, of 20 sticks, is only probably going to last you a half a day to a day?
That's what I'm saying.
$8?
That's what I'm saying.
In the state of Ohio, two people in a household smoking one pack of cigarettes a day apiece is your rent.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Think about it this way. Like, if you look at it, certain people go to jail because they'll come down to states like Alabama and Georgia, buy a bunch of cigarettes, and then take them up to New York and sell them. And these foreign store clerks buy them from people and sell them because they're getting them at such a discount. I mean, you're right. New York, I mean, you can really make a lot of money selling cigarettes and alcohol in certain states.
And I want you guys to understand, the more we don't let me paint this picture really quick. We are spending money on things that and we don't understand the taxes, what they pay for. if you decrease that tax, it goes away from your quality of life and your overall budget in your state. And you don't have anywhere to go get that other $4 per pack unless you go back to your people or raise it in sales tax.
I mean, we've allowed insanity to reign. We passed cigarette taxes for children health for children's health care to fund children's health care. So we're promoting people to do something that's going to kill them to pay for health care for their children that you're wrecking their lungs because they're in a closed car with. I mean, it's insanity.
It's already done. So now the question is, if we pull it away, who's going to pay?
Cigarettes shouldn't kill people, though. It's really what the drug companies, I mean, pharmaceuticals and all these different companies put. People were smoking tobacco for thousands of years and it wasn't killing them like that. Drug companies put all these chemicals in the cigarettes to kill people.
Well, and look at the way that people use tobacco today versus our great-grandparents. You know, my grandfather would come home in the evening and he would smoke a cigar or he would smoke a pipe full of tobacco. He didn't have a cigarette hanging out of his mouth all day long.
Even if you do, you guys are going to the health benefits. I'm going to the cost of it. If how much money is made by each state on their taxes on cigarettes? If you start pulling them away from your dispensary,
mm-hmm.
who's going to pay for the money that comes out of the general fund that you no longer have?
Well, you'll just find something. Raise the tax on sugary drinks.
Sugary drinks don't have a special tax on them.
Well, we will put one on.
Donald Trump was talking about.
When are you going to stop selling sugary drinks because they're bad for you?
Well, then we'll figure something else that's bad for you. We can make an excuse to tax. They're never going to stop taxing until we say we don't want your services.
So do we understand how this is going to hurt us?
No, we need to say we don't want these services. We need
it's
to figure
late.
Out what
no,
to cut.
You can't cut anymore.
Yes, you can.
What? What are you going to cut?
I guarantee you a good accountant could look at the budget of Ohio and find things to cut without hurting people.
That's not true.
No, you're going to hurt somebody somewhere.
You're going to hurt somebody.
For example.
Okay.
For example. Why do you have to have a special HUD program? This is federal. I'll grant you.
No. State. Well, I'm not talking about federal government. State.
Okay.
Because remember, every state has to balance
their budget
every year.
I agree with Sticks. Sticks is right. If you got government contractors getting certain prices for stuff that we know that's not the going rate, then that's just enough common sense to tell you that you don't have to pay that price.
What do you mean?
Why do you write specs on contracts so that only certain contractors can bid on them? Why don't you just say we need a road from A to B, and it needs to be 4 inches thick and 12 feet wide, and
open it up
to everybody?
They do. I mean, your specs on your roads, I mean, it's majorly competitive. The same thing as when we just went off with the Board of Elections for who's going to print the ballots for next year. I mean, printing is
pretty. I can't believe you're talking about that stuff competitive. I know for a fact, just in Alabama, it's certain people that are in certain positions that dictate who gets contracts. You can actually have a better bid, and this person will get, like, I know my homeboy was trying to get a contract down in Dothan, Alabama, to do some stuff, and the lady was just going to give it to him. Like, look, just enter the bid. I'm going to let you know what the price is. And you they got this stuff set up. You can't just come in there and just say, I'm going to enter in the lowest bid or the best person wins. It's not like
you.
That.
No. Hold on. I cannot. I'm be honest with you. I can't speak for Alabama and your friend. I can speak for Ohio and their policies. And what I'm saying is if you go out and you bid on something, if you're bidding on a car and they want to only go with four products, then you're going to have a problem if Ford writes the bid.
I'm just saying I have a problem when I hear people say the government needs every penny they say they need. That's a bold.
We can't hear you, Alabama. Listen, I'll be right back.
It's a lie when people say that.
We'll be right back.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The Mahoning County Emergency Management Agency is reminding residents to be extra careful when traveling in the snow. The agency is urging everyone to stock cars with emergency supplies like jumper cables and extra blankets and allow extra travel time. Another tip, avoid abrupt steering maneuvers and merge into traffic slowly as roads are snow-covered and slippery. Not every area is ready to handle the storm. Some departments are struggling with their salt supplies. The Ohio Department of Transportation says that a supply at the North Lima outpost is almost gone. Only one-fourth of the salt dome is filled. ODOT says they...
Alabama.
What up? What up?
You must be on your way to work.
Yeah, I'm almost here now. And, I got up kind of late today. I was tired.
What's the weather like? Is it snowing down there or no?
Nah, it ain't snowing. Just suppose it's snowing up there. I just heard it later.
Yeah. I'm sitting up here, I'm like, okay, I know that our winters have not been bad in the last, maybe the last decade, but geez, we people acting like they forgot how to drive in the snow or how our winters can get. I mean, you have to remind people to be careful to drive in the snow. This is crazy.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, people, it is what it is. And then on top of that, it's the terrain of a city is what dictates. The reason I think the up north is people don't have as many accidents is because people built their cities based on the climate and the terrain as well. So if you're in a city like Birmingham, it's crazy. I mean, you could die in Birmingham easy. I mean, I'm up here now, and people, when it snowed last
have
week,
you ever
people would just...
Have you ever been to Pittsburgh? Have you ever been to Pennsylvania?
I ain't never been to them cities. Don't want to go. It's too cold.
Okay.
Look, let me tell you, so I'm a country boy. I can't get no warm, no lower than 50 for me.
Okay.
That's where I want to go.
They're hill. Pennsylvania is a very, at least Pittsburgh is a very hilly city. I hate driving to Pittsburgh because it's just basically all ups and downs.
I guarantee you folks getting killed in Pittsburgh all the time from snow.
And Ohio is not very hilly. Ohio is very, I want to say flat. In most areas.
I mean, you're in the Savannah. I think certain areas, you got what's called the taiga, tundra. We live in the deciduous forest in Alabama. You know, the closer up north you guys get, the closer you get to the taiga region, then that's the type. Then you got savannas, which I think America does have some savanna areas, flatlands and stuff. So, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I think it's great.
So I'm trying to figure out why people act like they don't know how to drive in the snow.
Shoot, they probably don't.
How? If you lived here and you've been here within the last 11 years.
But I don't care who you are. Like, if you drive in your car and you make a sudden move or you have to hit your brakes and you literally riding on ice the whole way. Like, I was riding on ice the whole way last week. There ain't no skill to driving in that. I mean, you drive slow and try to be careful and pay attention to what you're doing, but you can't be like, okay, well, I'm because I live up north, we drive better. No, you probably get more practice and accustomed
to doing it. I'm not saying you drive better. I'm saying you drive smart. It has nothing to do with driving better than
that. Yeah, you got to stay back off people's bumpers. It ain't like when it's the shoot. That's common sense. I'm staying back off because of the dude in front of me now. I'm about almost 3 seconds behind this dude. Ain't no way to where he can stop. I'm going to ride past him real nice and comfortable. Now, if he hit his brakes and I'm half a second behind him, then it ain't nothing to talk about.
And that's the problem. Then you have people flying. You don't have 4x4.
I mean, but you got crazy,
you,
dumb people drive. You mean tell me people
flying?
Don't ride in people's bumpers in up north? I know they
huh?
do.
Yeah, they
I know
do.
People ride up on people's bumpers. You think they're going to stop just because it's snowing?
You would think that they would.
I would too, but that's just hard. People crazy. I saw folks out here with snowing, folks out here riding going 65. Like, y'all crazy as hell. See, you can slide for almost half a mile before you stop in the snow. Ain't nothing you could do. I mean, you just at the whim. I mean, these jokers was spinning, and I said, man, ain't no way.
I mean, I have 4x4 on my SUV, but I'm still driving carefully. There is no way I'm driving. I've been in too many accidents, and I'm not trying to be in anymore. So I don't know.
Yeah, accidents happen, man. You got to be careful with this stuff. It'll kill you.
But my accidents happened because I was not driving smart. Now, technically, they weren't my fault, but I think if I was driving a little smarter.
You got to be a defensive driver. You got to drive for other people, too.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, that alcohol stuff, man, in states, man, they use that to make money, man.
Alcohol is cheap in Alabama. Not that I drink anymore. I don't drink anymore. But when
I mean,
we went
alcohol is cheaper in Georgia. Like, you get a big, you know, I remember when Verde was hot. You get a big, done this 50-ounce thing of Verde for, like, $6-$7, man.
Man,
in Alabama, we were selling that big, and the ones we did sell was, like, $12.
We were down there this past summer for a family reunion, and my cousins were buying alcohol, and they have this favorite drink that they drink.
in Ohio is $15. In Alabama, it's like $9.99.
What drink is
it? I don't. It's some type of peach
she's
drink.
She's taking mine. Peach.
Amsterdam,
about that,
I believe
that. Talking about Pinnacle.
No. It's called Amsterdam.
Oh, I ain't never had that. I seen it, but I ain't never had it. But, yeah, I mean, it's.
Buying that stuff. Like, I'm like, really? She's like, girl, this stuff is $9 down here.
But if you're a business owner and you got a liquor license, you would think, okay, I'm going to get a better price. They don't give you no discount. The state, whatever you can buy walking in this store for, that's what they sell it to a business.
9600 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
What?
You told me you liked Blake Shelton.
I do. He's good to look at.
Tracy.
We all got a hillbilly bone down deep inside.
You want to be done?
You're listening to Tracy and Friends, and it's been a, yeah, you're listening to Tracy and Six. The number is 347-945-5229. He's great to look at.
I like his wife better.
Nah, she's all right.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Why when you're in the middle of a sentence, you're in the middle of a debate, I got to go by, click, and then next thing you know, we hear the commercial. You up there making points with me. Soon as I get a chance to say something, I stop talking. I hear the lady talk about the weather. All right, she just done cut out. Just ain't said nothing. Ain't said, okay, Bill, well, give me a second. I'm like, you just catch out. Like, you just disappear.
That's how it's supposed to go.
What's up with that? You be up in a puff of smoke. What's up?
Gotta go. Thought you knew.
Okay, let me know what I like about country music. I don't listen to a lot of it. But after listening to hip-hop and a lot of this stuff nowadays, it's like I can appreciate music that's not, I got a big this, I got a big that, I got money, I got this, I got that, I'm buying this, I got all the women, I'm making it rain. Like, every song got the same subject matter. It's like, okay, man. At least in country, they talking about their dad, they talking about growing up, they talking about a lot of different subjects, whereas with hip hop it's just one subject.
Same thing,
you know,
over
sex,
and over
money,
again.
Drug. That's it. Sex, money, drugs, and I'm better than you. And I got, you know, I got whatever. You know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree with that.
It's, yeah. I mean, that's
I mean, but you gotta realize country western folks, they'll make a song out of anything. They'll be sitting down eating breakfast. And start talking about grits and fried chicken, and then sing a song. You want to hear it? Here it go. And
yeah.
That's just how it goes.
Well, you know, but there's a. I've told when I first started this show, I said
one,
a country
number
music
one
song for every topic.
What'd you say?
Isn't
Bill?
Country the number one selling music right now? Isn't it country
yes,
music?
Yes,
it has been for years.
That's what I'm saying. Like people don't want. I mean, hip-hop, I mean, it's certain things I do. So I'm not a hypocrite. I will admit I like certain songs. But sometimes, man, it's like every new artist come out, they talk about the same thing. And it's just like there's only one type of person, as if there's only one type of person in the black community. That's the thug that wears his pants down low, that gets high. That it's your only one type of person. And I know that there's a great spectrum of black people. But we don't have a voice. It's just everybody's just one way.
That's a whole other topic. I got to go back because me and Six are fighting about the cuts. Do you think that there's more you can cut more? Because I'm really going back to this cigarette thing, And if and the disingenuousness of CVS talking about that they're going to have a unified effort and they want to make it an oxymoron with them selling cigarettes and selling pharmaceuticals and being a drug source and talking about healthy people. And then the president coming in and weighing in on it and said, I think it's a good step. It's the beginning of something. What is going to happen when all of the pharma, the dispensaries of cigarettes decide they're no longer going to sell them? And what's going to happen to your local tax dollars? Because that income that comes in.
But now, wait a minute. If we quit selling cigarettes, there's going to be less people on Medicaid.
That's
because
not true.
There's going to be less money spent on Medicaid because there's going to be less sick people.
Let me say this. Right now, the transportation department is having a very, very difficult time maintaining the roads, the salt, the
bad winter.
Doesn't matter. I'm not talking about the winter. We're talking about the overall budgeting of it. The transportation department is having a difficult time financing the upkeep of the roads, whether it be winter and or summer, because we are using more fuel-efficient cars that uses less gasoline. And there is a tax inside of every gallon of gas that goes to transportation.
Well Tracy,
so
I mean,
when you diminish
the
amount of money that you get, and you no longer are using as much gasoline, those pennies are no longer adding up.
But do you think we're using less gas and diesel because we're more efficient, or because less people are on the highways because the unemployment rate?
No. It's because cars are now more fuel efficient. When you go up to 30, 40, 50 miles per gallon on a gasoline, or a gallon of gas, you're using less gasoline. If you're using less gasoline, that 40 cent or 29 cent that goes to your state budget, that goes to roads and traffic, is no longer there. That's why I don't think we're
using less gasoline.
We are.
I don't believe that. And I'll tell you why. The number one selling vehicle in the country right now is an F-150 pickup truck.
But what I'm telling you is
it gets about 14 mile a gallon.
But your overall, you are getting less. Even pickup trucks are getting more miles to the gallon. Trust me when I say this. That is why they're talking about putting more tolls on freeways in the state of Ohio.
But Tracy, they're going to be broke, Tracy, because a lot of these people that are these contractors that build roads, and my friend's dad is one, they make millions of dollars building roads, and they actually know it. And I don't mind a markup, but they tell you it's a 15, 10% markup. These people are making way more than 15. They're making 40%. These people's prices are absorbent. They're making crazy amounts of money. And they put up poor mouth to the politicians, telling them, oh, we can't build a road for this price. So the politicians raise gas prices, which hurts the economy all over. But people don't care. All people care about is making, you know, and when it comes to government, I'm a little different as far as, because you're taxing everybody. You're taxing me. I'm going to work right now. You're taking money out of my pocket so you can get out here and be fat off the hog. I have a problem with people retiring as police officers as millionaires and firemen retiring. I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
I'm worth $5 million. That happens because people are greedy in government.
But listen to what I'm saying to you guys. Go get past the pensions. Get past all that. The quality of service. When you go out and you hit a pothole and it tears up the rim on your car, you're really upset about it. You have to look at how this is funded and how things get done. And now that you have unions, the people that work on your heavy equipment, they're all a part of a union. The cost of doing business is going up.
Who is in charge of the state lottery? Where does all that money go to?
Education.
That's a lot of money in that.
Well, but what they do is they pull the money out of the general fund that they were going to spend on education to start with, so it's a zero-sum game.
Pretty much. But the money is, I mean, it when you got all these schools that were built with half with matching dollars, a lot of that came from your lottery. So now we got big buildings that we can't fill, and the kids are not getting an education.
That costs more money to operate.
What?
A new building. Yes, they do. You can't build a new building without air conditioning.
But they don't cost more to operate.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. You're not
telling me that a building with air conditioning doesn't cost more money to operate than one without.
Yes, it does.
Why does it?
Because they're making it more energy efficient. It's more efficient. Right now, the older buildings, there's more. It's like my house. I got more gas going out my house than coming in because my house is not efficient when it comes to insulation and retrofitting. Right here, the Oak Hill Renaissance building, the old Southside building, they should have never bought. Big building, it's sturdy. You can drive a truck down the middle of the aisles, but guess what? You can't heat it. You can't maintain it. You can't retrofit it.
All I know is I have a friend on a school board.
But I'm on the school. I was on the school board when we did it.
It's telling me that their bills on their new their because of the heating, the bills on the new building, or excuse me, because of the cooling, the annual utilities on their new buildings are more than they were on the old building.
And what I'm saying to you is
because they're using more kilowatt hours of electricity.
And what's happening is that may have been your school board when they went out to bid for what fuel, what heating and cooling system they put in. But if you put in a good energy efficient heating and cooling system.
Why do we have to air condition schoolhouses? Why can't we just open the windows like you and I did when we were kids?
Dude, have you ever sat in a class that didn't have the windows, that had the windows open? You have like 35 students in there?
You can't do that anymore.
Yes, I did. Actually, more like 45 students. And 100-year-old
building. Yeah, we
didn't even have air conditioning when I was younger.
You can't do that anymore.
Why not?
Because
it was horrible.
We're too big for our britches.
People are no longer accustomed to heat. You have heat stroke now. They're passing out free air conditioners to people in the summertime because they're not conditioned for heat. We've changed.
We're too big for our britches.
You can't go back. You got asthma. There's too much going on. You'll never go back to that. Be real about this.
Then the country's going to have to plan on being bankrupt.
No, it's not going to have to pay on being bankrupt. We're going to just have to find a better way to do things. But you got to understand what you're doing.
You know, done well, that ain't going to happen. You know, this country's going to go bankrupt. We ain't got but a couple of more years. Get the water, get your guns, and get ready because it's coming.
You've been watching the stock market the last month?
Yeah.
Now the Russians and the Chinese are blaming the United States because the whole world stock market's going down because we're going to quit printing money. So you better believe by next month, we'll be printing money again.
The number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to take a break. I'll see you on the other side.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley.
The Albuquerque office covers everything from drug-related money laundering to interdiction of illicit controlled substances across the board. And the group that I supervise is the process and prevention.
Yeah, who that?
Yeah, my name is John. I'm just calling to weigh in on the financial talk you guys were just having.
Yeah, you can talk during the break. They're not going to be back for like another 3 minutes.
Okay.
You agree or disagree?
Well, I'm just worried about what's going to happen with the Medicare and Medicaid, like, as far as disability goes. I'm just hoping disability payments don't go down.
It's just rough right now, man. I mean, honestly, I don't, you know, they just came out with this CBO report, 2.5 million jobs lost, going to be lost over 10 years. I mean, it doesn't look good. They're doing this quantitative easing, so the economy's going to stutter for at least another 20-something years. We're about to have a real bad 20 years coming up. I just see it. Because they've chosen the dumbest. Japan still hasn't recovered from QE.
Alabama, quit scaring people.
I'm not scaring people. Has Japan recovered from QE? They did it. Remember when we were little, Japan was supposed to be coming for America, this, that. They started doing QE in Japan and fell off.
Let me ask you something. Did you listen to the Dinesh and the Bill Ayers debate yesterday?
No, I ain't listen to no Dinesh and Bill Ayers debate.
Okay. Because he made a very poignant point about America, Bill Ayers did. He said, the right is always looking at the doom and gloom of other nations and think that that's going to be us. But he said, what's so great about America is we've always taken ideals and expanded upon them. So just because someone else did it and it didn't work for them doesn't mean if we do the same thing, we do it right and we do it smart, that it won't work.
I understand what you're saying, but you name me an empire like Japan. I mean, like, not Japan.
Again, you're looking at all these other empires.
If we're doomed to repeat history if we don't learn from it, we have not learned from history. A central bank has ruined the economies of all these different countries. They've been doing it. Every time a central bank has been tried, it's ruined the economy. We have a central bank. It's ruining our economy. We see it.
The fact that we have a central bank is the policies of that central bank, because when we did not have a central bank, it was very difficult for America to operate as it is, such as fighting the War of 1812.
We didn't have a central bank until when we had the War of 1812, we did what we did. We came for Civil War. They had a tax on just the top 1%. I think it was 1% for the wealthy people or whatever. Then now it's gone way to the other end of the spectrum.
Well, now we don't want people. We don't want the wealthy taxed. We don't want to tax the wealthy.
No, I don't think we should have a graduated tax. I don't think we should have a graduated tax system. Anyway, ain't that what the Constitution said? We should have just a straight tax across the board for everybody. If it's going to be 8 to 10%, let it be 8 to 10% and leave it alone. That's all I'm saying. So everybody feels it the same. They won't do that.
But everybody won't feel it the same. That's what you fell into realize. Everybody won't feel it the same, because you being taxed at 8% in your pockets every paycheck is not going to feel the same to somebody who's making millions being taxed at 8%. They're not going to feel what you feel.
I'm being taxed 30%. 8% won't hurt me.
Right. So 30%, you think,
most Americans,
you think,
hold on. Even the Americans that pay taxes, when they get their money back, they gave a loan to the government at 0% interest. That's just not intelligent. I would rather not be taxed. And if I'm going to be taxed, I'd rather be taxed. All of us taxed at a certain number.
30% is not going to be the same as someone making millions paying 30% in taxes. It's not going to be the same.
First of all, I didn't say that. The person making millions.
You said everyone feel it the same.
The person making millions,
said.
Like, hold on. The people that make millions right now pay 50%.
Okay, I get that. But what you said was tax are very same, so they feel it the same. And that won't be the case.
Well, you need to go work on the Constitution, and that's your problem.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
The number is 347-945-5229. I'm taking sticks off of music. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. Gas efficient homes and that kind of stuff is better off. And I'm saying no. You can do some stuff, but you got to. It's just not going to go back like that. You're listening to Tracy and Friends, and Sticks has gone nuts. He wants us to go back to burning stuff in our fireplaces and going out and chopping wood.
No, I'm not saying I want to. I'm saying it's going to end up because there ain't going to be no money. And Alabama knows what I'm saying. He agrees with me.
He don't agree with that.
Oh, hold on. Sticks. I agree 100% with Sticks. But the thing I was just making, because I got to go. The point I was just making with Diva was that we should not have a graduated tax system in America. Constitution said we should. We did that. Now, certain people pay more than others. The thing that Diva, and this is where me and Diva meet up at. See, if I'm wealthy, if Diva has $100 million, is Diva going to go give $50 million to the government? No. Diva's going to hire a tax attorney. She's going to get an accountant, and she's going to see how she can pay $5, $6 million. Mitt Romney paid, what, 15%? Whoop-de-doo. I think that's great. If I was at that level, that's what I would do. But let's be honest, if you're going to have just a straight normal tax like 8-9%, there's a lot of wealth offshore that will come back. Right now, Donald Trump said if he lowered the taxes by 50%, people would be running back to New York. New York people are moving. They're losing population. because it's just come. It's been tried.
Yeah.
We can look at the states as an example to see that this stuff doesn't work. In certain states, they tried. It fails. In states like Texas, in other states, they cut taxes. And look at Texas.
Alabama, I don't have a problem with what you're saying, but my disagreement comes when you made a statement that when you said tax everybody so that everybody can feel it the same. When you have that type of mindset, not everybody's going to feel it the same.
It's no graduated tax.
That's what you said. You said tax everyone the same so that everybody can feel it the same. It's not going to be felt the same because someone making $60,000 a year being taxed at 8%, it's going to hit their pockets differently
because,
than somebody who makes $20 million.
You got a problem with Thomas Jefferson. You don't got a problem with me. You need to move to Russia, China, Japan, somewhere. Then you can do what you do. Over here, we're supposed to have a flat tax.
I'm not arguing with the idea of a flat tax. I'm only simply stating that it's not going
to
hurt.
Okay, then, Diva. I didn't say Diva. And I said 8 to 10. I didn't say make it 25%. Everybody's paying over 10% right
now. Doesn't matter. Somebody is going to, the lower end is going to be hurting, is going to feel it differently than
the
one on the higher end.
Diva, it doesn't make sense because even the people that get their tax money back at the end of the year, they're still being hit during the year. They're still getting hit.
Of course, that's my point.
They're giving up more than 10% of their check, even if you work at McDonald's. So if you just go flat 10% across the board for everybody, 10%, if you read the book Richest Man in Babylon, he talks about how you can live on 90% and won't feel it. You saying that's a feel. I don't think nobody's going to feel 10%. I just don't.
Hey, listen, I got to pick up some calls. Hold on. I think my sublime mic, you're on. And into knowledge, your mic's on also.
What's up, Mike?
Diva? Hey, Diva.
Hold on, guys.
I'm sorry.
610, your mic is on.
I was calling in to weigh in on the financial debate you all were having.
Yes, please. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Go ahead and chime in. Listen, we're listening.
Well, my biggest worry in the whole financial debate is, like, what's going to happen if when the economy goes down, what's going to happen with disability payments? What's going to happen with people that live off of disability?
They're going to be
sold. According to Ron Paul, what's going to happen is the inflation rate, they're going to lie about the inflation rate. And basically, they're going to inflate away all of the government debt and all of the government obligations for Social Security and disability payments. So where you used to be able to live on a Social Security check, now it'll be lucky to pay your light bill.
But this is the issue. The question is, are you going to let them starve?
Oh, there'll be soup kitchens.
That's not what I'm. We're not talking about. Are you going to let them starve? Are you going to let them? Die from heat exhaustion? Are you going to let them freeze to death?
Yeah, they will.
Because
there's not going to be any money.
No, are you going to let that happen?
To the best of my ability, I'll help to stop it, but I can't save everybody.
So you're going to, as Americans as we are, we're going to let that happen to the people who live down the street?
On an individual basis or as a collective?
As a collective, America's and,
as a collective,
and
you're darn right.
And you're going to agree with it.
As a collective, I will agree with it. Yes.
Why will you agree with it?
Because as an individual, I'll do what I can to stop it. Because as a collective, you can never take care of everybody.
But this is what I'm saying. If you create the fire, are you going to stop allowing the fire departments to come to the house? Because that's what we're getting down to.
I'm not going to stop them, but there's not going to be any money to run the trucks.
That's not my question.
There comes a point where you get into a self-preservation mode where I can't pay no more.
And so you're going to go with the masses and take care of you, your four, and no more, and the heck with everyone else.
If it comes to that, yes.
Okay.
I've got no choice.
Now, that's where you and I differ. Now, I don't think the government ought to. I don't think the government ought to enable people. And see, that's the problem with Americans. Back in 1920.
No, you're going to stand there.
If I got a piece of chicken and I only have one leg, and I know that you're hungry,
you gonna give it to your mom, or are you gonna give it to the woman down the street?
I'm gonna split it up four ways, even if I don't get any.
And see, there'll come a point where I won't do that anymore.
And see, that's not where I am. and I never will be.
I don't believe that. I think every human being.
You can't speak for me.
I think every
No, that's not human nature. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. But what I'm saying to you is, if God's got my back, then I don't have to worry about who takes care of me. But I need to take care of you. That's what I believe.
Amen. Preach it, sister.
That's my faith.
See,
and America is supposed to be like that. Not just the collective American, but the Americans, us as a unit. We should never allow our brother, because in 1923, the reason why we survived is because Americans were sharing with their people that they didn't know next door. And they were actually taking sacrifices of their own, making sure other people had oatmeal and had something to eat. The problem with America today is that we're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
See, there comes
a
point.
I'm not going to let you be in your house next door, and I know that you don't have heat, without knocking on the door and asking you, do you want to come in my house where I do have heat?
But I'm not going to either.
Don't you feel like when you say selfish, it selfish goes in all areas. It's not just selfish because I don't want to give you my chicken. It's selfish in that, okay, I want to vote this guy to go at gunpoint, take this guy's stuff, then give it to me because I don't think he deserves it.
Right.
He hasn't worked.
I mean, we're kind of talking about two different things here.
That's greed. That's not selfishness. That's greed.
If I know that you are lazy and sleeping in your mama's basement, I'm gonna make you work. If it's nothing but you're gonna start doing my driveway and cleaning my house up. But I'm going to take care of your mama because you can. But what I'm saying is, we're not talking about entitlement, people. We're talking about America's demise. And the reason why America will have a demise is because people think that they're not responsible for anyone else, and neither is America. And that's not true. That's not what we were founded on. We have a problem because we don't want immigrants to come in here, but the only people that aren't immigrants here are people of color who are black. And people that are Indians, when they got here, everybody else came from somewhere else. Now, don't get me wrong. People need to come in the right way, and they need to be productive.
And I agree with that.
But what I'm saying is we need to quit acting like we got here and this is mine. And America has become entirely too selfish.
I think we're on two different sides of the same page. Because on a personal level, I will take care of my neighbor.
But I
do not want my government to go point a gun at somebody's head and take his money and give it to my neighbor.
But what I said to you, we were talking about energy and being energy efficient.
Right.
And you were saying, well, what's going to happen when the lights go out?
Right.
Well, when the lights go out, then we're going to work with that when it happens now. Because when you see, when things go wrong in America, like 9/11, when things go wrong, like the lights going out in New York, when earthquakes happen,
we don't demand on government. We do it ourselves.
But not always. You still need your infrastructure of your government. I still want to be able to call 911.
911 ain't coming.
It ain't going to be there, Tracy. Those police will go home to take care of their families just like sticks would.
Not necessarily Katrina.
A lot of those
the cops left. Listen, Katrina was something different.
No, that's
but that
what,
you're talking
Mike
about
I,
a total social breakdown. It's not going to be different. It's going to be a national Katrina.
And what I'm saying,
that's what she's
believe.
Saying. That's what she's saying, that until we get back to the mentality that we are now responsible for each other, then stuff like that won't happen.
We already have that mentality.
But what I'm saying is, we have it, doesn't mean
we can't correct it.
But let me ask you this: if somebody holds you up right now, why do you still call 911?
But if
I
it's
don't.
Total social disorder, I ain't going to bother calling 911.
But, oh, Lord, how much?
I wouldn't put myself in a situation to be held up. I'll hunker down, take care of the few people I can take care of. And you know what, Tracy? If everybody did what Stick said, they took care of their own and shared with a couple of people who they could help, if everybody did that, there'd be no crisis. If everybody just took care of their own. If everybody just took care of their own children and their own parents.
Mike, you're going too far. Mike, we're talking about that CVS and the cigarette tax. We have now moved because I'm saying the money is going somewhere and there's nowhere for it to go and it's going to come from the people. And I'm talking about taxation because they're going to come get it from somewhere.
Uh-huh. Until there ain't no more to get.
And what I'm saying is you
can only squeeze a turnip so hard. You cannot get blood out of a turnip.
So why would I go and not build and not grow any more turnips? Why would I know? Why would I allow this to happen?
Well,
why,
I have my opinion.
No. Why would I not find an alternative means before I come out and endorse something that can hurt people in the side of the state? My whole conversation
mm-hmm.
was not about it not being done, because I think smoking is bad. But why would the president come out and applaud and think that others ought to do it when states and when the system has already put their stamp of approval on how they fund certain things with this tax?
Because it's politically expedient, and it looks good in front of the media that, rah-rah, I'm the healthcare guy. That's what it's all about. That's why the president did it. It has nothing to do with economics
or
taxes.
And what I'm trying to say is if everybody quits selling cigarettes tomorrow,
yeah,
every state is going to be in financial bankruptcy just like Detroit.
Right.
Is that a good thing?
No.
So why in the heck would we endorse it?
Because
he can say,
instead of everybody
talking about the
healthcare. But listen to what I'm saying to you. What we're failing to realize is those are the questions that we need to ask in our minds. Not saying that it's not a good thing, because it is a good thing that people do not smoke. But unless you have an alternative means, when you talk about school buildings, you need to have those buildings. And they need to be upgraded. They need to be retrofitted. You need to have gas efficiency and energy efficiency. You need to be that way. You need to have an education.
Well,
things are changing. But with the change, you don't allow for somebody to come in and paint your house without covering your actual furniture in the house. And what we're not doing is we're not covering our furniture in the house.
We're
moving
on.
Entirely
the
too fast.
Smoking. But smoking is the wrong issue, Tracy. Smoking is the wrong issue. Because the truth is, in the short term, yes, we would be sucking up for revenue. However, crank that down 15, 20, 25 years down the road, it would cut the health care costs in this country by 25%.
Mike.
Just from all the people we wouldn't be dealing with tobacco-related diseases.
And Mike, you missed my point.
No,
yes.
I'm bored
into
brain.
Mike, hold on. There's a new person and he wants
Stanley.
To be nice. Is that Stanley? Is that you? No, it's not Stanley. 610, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I just don't want this country to go down the toilet, and then people who have disabilities that they have to suffer for. Because I know I have a disability. I can't work, and I'm dealing with obesity, and I can't get out of my bed, and I have to take care of my 16-year-old daughter. So I don't want to get screwed over.
And I agree. And what I'm trying to say is we should be thinking proactively. Yeah,
yes.
Mike, that 15 years in the future, 20 years in the future, yes, some things in our health care will change. But then when we say that, if you're going to be a pharmacy, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you're going to say that you really are concerned about the health care, then stop selling sugar.
So our problem with our government is they tend to come out with all these great plans, but they don't know how to implement them. If you're going to cut back on people smoking and that's going to cut the revenue, then you have to have a plan to do that. Everyone can't stop selling cigarettes all at once in the next day, because then you're going to have what's happened in Alabama and those other states during that snowstorm. They released everybody at the same time, and it caused a problem. So the thing is, you have to have a plan of implementation. If you have a plan of implementation, then I think it can work. Everything goes smoothly. And like Mike said, 25 years down the line, we'll have a more healthier population. We won't have a problem with tobacco-related illnesses. So it can be done. It just has to be done smart.
Well, Diva, I have a question for you. Why doesn't government tax poor people honestly? Why do they have to pass dishonest taxes like the lottery, like cigarettes, like alcohol? Because lower-income people disproportionately pay for those items more than wealthier people. Why don't they just be honest about it and tax poor people honestly and say, we're going to tax you?
That's not the issue. The issue is being more proactive. We if you know that you're going to do something and you want to take away from cigarette taxes and you want folks to quit smoking and you want it to diminish, then you need to back up
and figure out how you're going to cover that revenue loss.
No. You need to back up and plan for the loss of funding.
Right. That's just what I said.
No, but you don't do it all of a sudden. So tomorrow, if everybody follows CVS's route and quit dispensing cigarettes, what will that do to state economies? That's the question.
Well, and here's another thing that we haven't even touched on is because they're saying this unemployment rate, these people that have so-called dropped out of the workforce forever, they're working. and they're earning money. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see what Mark has said happened in the Soviet Union. The underground economy was running great. It was the above-ground economy, the government economy, that was in trouble.
But what I'm saying,
and if we keep screwing around, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be more profitable to be in the underground economy than it is to be in the above-ground economy.
It always has been more profitable to be underground.
No. I'm talking about average guys driving nails.
And that's
I'm not talking about.
And that's what I'm saying.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. There's a lot of people that's been off the grid for a long time.
I know that.
Hold on.
But not the mass percentage.
But it just hasn't been as many. But when you have those non-productive people, they're not paying into the tax base either. And what I'm saying to you is, I don't want to belabor the point too much longer, but I'm just saying we're not looking at this to where this is a managed
transition.
And it's not.
Right.
And you're saying, well, the country's going to blow up anyhow. Even if the country's going to blow up, we ought to give everybody a water hose. But don't do like Katrina, knowing that something's coming, and have buses floating down the street.
Right.
And what's happening is we are watching buses getting ready to float down the street because we won't let people get on the bus.
You and I agree on that.
And so I'm saying, whether it be
we may disagree on the way to get there, but we agree on that.
Whether it be the cigarette tax, whether it be, like I said, gasoline. Our transportation departments are really struggling because of the gasoline tax and how things are funded.
So maybe we need to raise the price of license plates.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's a user fee. Gasoline tax is a user fee.
No.
Listen,
I can't afford anymore on my license plate.
Then you can't afford to drive on the highway.
Oh,
if it costs $100 million a year to drive on the highway.
I'm turning your mic off, too, because you're just talking out the side of your neck. That's crazy. How am I going to get to work?
Tracy.
We're talking about
roads and bridges are a user fee.
I thought you were one of those people that were all against regulation and government oversight.
I'm for user fees instead of taxes.
I have no choice but to drive to work. What am I going to do? Take a bus that doesn't run? It goes off at 6 o'clock p.m., comes back on at 7, and I got to be at work at 8 p.m.?
How
about
you
my kids?
Don't live in an area that doesn't have a bus
route.
You have
no idea what happens when you have to pay another $15 every time you go to register your car.
Yes, I do.
No,
absolutely, I
do.
Do not tell me I do not.
You do not.
I do.
Because you always have it. You've got to wait until you
buy
it.
But I take it from somebody else. I've taken it from somebody else. I've taken it from my children's clothing, or I've taken it from somewhere.
You don't understand it.
Hey.
And that's what I'm telling you is going to happen.
Hey, now.
Tracy.
People are having a hard time. And
people have always had a hard time.
Not like they are today. You cannot live off the grid like you do. It doesn't work like that in other places. People are having difficulties. They're freezing to death.
Always.
There is a man who they found and his clothes and was frozen onto his body because he didn't want to go out and get assistance.
They just found a man in Sebring not too long ago, froze to death. Sebring, Ohio.
Again.
Where I live.
Because he didn't want to go out for assistance. And when you talk to the healthcare workers, his clothes was frozen to his body because he got
so
his job. And he didn't know what to do. That's a sad state of affairs. We've got old people now who are living longer than ever before. And they don't have children to come see about them. And we're telling them to do what you can. Old people get dementia and don't even know they have it. And we're just going to let them die?
No. I'm going to check on my neighbor.
You're not going to check on your neighbor. You're going to check on your family. And they're driving their cars. And they can't afford it. People are actually taking medication every other day. Because they can't afford the co-pays. Because they were guaranteed something that they didn't get. The country that we knew is not the country we're in.
But it's the country we haven't had for 50 years.
You're not going to get it. But the problem is people were not prepared because people were lied to.
You got it. I agree.
And the question is, are you going to sit back and point your finger and say, get up on your bootstraps and you can do this? Or are you going to do something to change it? And right now we're not doing anything to change it because we don't care.
Well, what to do?
Because it's my foreign more, no more. Self-preservation is the first law of nature, and we can kiss everybody else's behind. And we
need. I think we need to.
And
be
that has to stop. Because you can go get a license plate. You can get a license plate. You don't have an SR-22 when you don't have insurance. You can go down.
I paid SR-22.
Did you not have insurance?
What do you mean?
An SR-22 is when you don't have insurance.
No, SR-22 is SR-22 insurance. It's high risk insurance.
Why is it?
Because you got a 6-point violation on your license because you was driving drunk or fleeing and eluding an officer.
No, no. If you actually drive without without insurance, they do the same thing to you. But the question is, you have an older car because you can no longer afford a new car. So your insurance rate goes from $50 a month to $200 a month because your car is now older. Parts are harder to find. And they don't want to cover it anymore. They want you to go buy something new. So instead of you leaving your insurance at $50 a month, it goes up to $200 a month.
You're talking to somebody whose newest vehicle he owns is 10 years old.
Six.
And I got a 20-year-old.
But the difference is somebody who can't afford that on a regular basis versus someone who can. And they can't afford it not because they're lazy or they're not working.
When you can't, if you're working.
You have no idea, Tracy.
But what I'm saying.
You have no idea.
Today. We're talking about today when things are going up exponentially. I'm not saying about entitlement programs, but for you to actually say, well, just charge them a little bit more on their – no.
You have no idea.
Right now it costs – for you to drive on a turnpike right now, I used to pay $6 to go from here to Toledo. It's $10.25. And it continues to rise. Well, don't drive. You can't tell people that. If you've got family, if you've got kids, if you've got grandkids on the other side. Right now, where gasoline is going up, and it's very, very
And what's
going
to happen when we raise the minimum wage?
I didn't say raise the minimum wage. What I'm saying is we need to understand what's going on here, and we need to be honest about it. People are having a hard time.
But they always have.
Not like today, because
yes,
you cannot
like
live off the grid.
Yes, like today.
No, you can't. You can't.
No.
You
it's harder because
in the backyard. You ain't got cows in the backyard.
Even if you try to slash your grocery budget.
At the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Saver barbecue sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Saver barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Saver barbecue sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The Mahoning County Emergency Management Agency is reminding residents to be extra careful when traveling in the snow. The agency is urging everyone to stuff cars with emergency supplies like jumper cables and extra blankets and allow extra travel time. Another tip, avoid abrupt steering maneuvers and merge into traffic slowly as roads are snow-covered and slippery. Not every area is ready to handle the storm. Some departments are struggling with their salt supplies. The Ohio Department of Transportation says that the supply at the North Lima outpost is almost gone. Only one-fourth of the salt dome is filled. ODOT says they should have enough salt to handle this storm. Meantime, the city of Cortland says they can only treat main streets and hills because they have to conserve salt supplies. They requested 125 tons from their supplier, Morton Salt, but they haven't been able to get it. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, now is a great time to make the switch to a new Ford. Experience the sleek, fuel-efficient Fusion. See your Ford dealer today for a test drive and get your own for only $199 a month. Visit drive1ohio.com.
Attention all healthcare professionals. Is your practice accepting new patients? Are you looking to grow your business? If so, listen to this opportunity. Our radio station, which is part of Cumulus Media, is publishing and distributing 20,000 free local medical guides this spring. It includes a physician's listing, as well as marketing opportunities for your practice. This is a great opportunity for you to attract new patients. Make sure your practice is included in the medical guide. For all the details, call me, Brad Marshall, at 330-779-8127.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-426-0551. That's 1-800-426-0551. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you're behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-426-0551. The Federal Student Loan Relief Partner Companies has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-426-0551 for free information today. That's 1-800-426-0551.
News Talk 600, welcome. The 63rd Annual HVA Home and Garden Show to Mr. Anthony's in Boardman, February 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Admission is free thanks to WW Heating and Air, Zins Construction, and Banner Supply. Free advice, free displays, free ideas. It's time again to join the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of the Valley as they present the 2014 Home and Garden Show. Our Valley's premier remodelers, builders, contractors, and landscapers will be on hand, showcasing products for all aspects of your home, and it's all free. Register to win an outdoor dining set courtesy of Lowe's at the 2014 HBA Home and Garden Show, your one stop for great ideas. Mark your calendars now for the 63rd Annual HBA Home and Garden Show at Mr. Anthony's in Boardman, February 21st through the 23rd. For hours and more information, visit online at myhbaworks.org. We are your HBA. We're working for you. Another live and local event from News Talk 600.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single-instance storage will save you time and money.
And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human.
Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday.
Oh, did y'all, can y'all hear that getting a little heated in there?
Yeah, a little bit. My God, Tracy's going to have a stroke or something.
No, I thought Sticks was.
Well, the two of them, maybe they're just hitting on each other right now. Just, you know,
that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, they've been on break for 6 minutes. So
I just want to hear, okay, we hear what the problem is, according to Tracy. What does Tracy see as the solution? That's what I want to know next. I just can't get all worked up about problem. I want to hear some ideas. What do we do to fix it? Stick says he takes care of his own, and if he can do for someone else, he will. But at some point, he can't do for everybody.
But Tracy's solution is, if you do look out for others and worry about yourself last, then it will steamroll into, because other people paying it forward, then we wouldn't have a lot of the problems that we have.
But if you have a family, your first responsibility is to take care of your family, because if you don't, then that means other people are going to take care of your family and you're going to take care of other people. So that doesn't make sense.
No,
either.
That's not what he's saying.
What
she's saying is, say you have three children, and then it's you and your two children and your wife, and then you have a neighbor who has your neighbor. So say you have a pie, and that's all there is to eat. You know your neighbor doesn't have any food. So what you're going to do is you're going to split that pie between your family and your neighbor and look out for yourself last. That's what she is saying. She's not saying not take care of your family, but she is saying that if we all just look out for each other more so than ourselves, then we can. And you have to admit, we don't have that anymore.
And to add what Diva is saying, that is the whole problem. That is what brought the economy down. That is what is bringing CEOs and company having 300%. That is what everything, the philosophy that she's talking about, that's the whole problem. Because there are some companies that basically are doing what she said, are not thinking about themselves, are not saying, a perfect example, Costco, not thinking about themselves. The CEO of Costco said, I don't care, I'm not going to get 400% more than my employees. No damn way. I'm going to think about my employees, and I'm going to talk about. I'm going to think about myself too. So if I make, let me just finish. If I make profit on Costco, I'm going to share that money with my employees. I'm not going to share it just with the top people. That's why people in Costco get a salary of 40, 50, or 60,000.
Let me show you a prime example of what Tracy meant. Okay, before I got a couple years ago, working as a phlebotomist, my income was, I was doing well. It's just me and my daughter. So I was doing well. I had a girl that I was working with who basically was put out of her mom's house. And she didn't know what to do. So I said, okay, you come stay with me. I said, my bills and everything is covered. I'm not struggling. So what you do is you stay with me for a little while. You save your money and you get back on your feet. I invited her in my house. I didn't want no rent. I didn't want no utility money from her. I didn't want anything from her but for her to just get back on her feet. You don't have people. I was told that I was being stupid for that and everything. I said, no, they was like, man, you ain't charging her nothing. You ain't getting nothing. I didn't need anything. Everything that I needed was taken. All my needs were taken care of. My daughter was taken care of. She had nothing. So I was able to provide her an opportunity to get back on her feet. You don't see that every day. Somebody's going to want something from someone because we're so afraid of giving someone something for free.
Exactly. Because we're so afraid of the entitled thing, and then we're going to say, oh, he's entitled, he's this and that. And it goes to the same thing with the minimum salary. It goes to the whole philosophy of everything.
Here's the flaw in Tracy's argument about tobacco. Just because one store stopped selling that tobacco did not make the tobacco revenue
Talk
go
600,
away.
WSOM.
They still have.
No, she was saying, what if all of the stores stop? That's what she was saying.
Well, then we'll do something else.
Yeah.
We'll find something else
but,
to do.
But our government doesn't think like that. Our people don't think like that.
Our
not going to have a plan. That's what she's worried about. I'm not having
that.
A plan.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what our government does. You and I and history has proven that the little guy innovates during hard times. That's where most of your great inventions come from and everything is during hard times when there was a problem that we had to find a solution that was affordable.
Yes, but we are going to be innovative towards our and find solutions for ourselves, but as a collective, it's going to be there are going to be a lot of people who get hurt behind that.
Diva, if one person invents something great, it helps all of us.
But how long does inventions take?
Computers.
At the moment that everybody stops selling cigarettes and that revenue stops, how long would it take for someone to come up with an innovative invention, an idea to trickle down to everyone else? That's what she's worried about.
It only takes a couple of years.
We don't have a couple of years is what she's trying to...
But innovation can be local. It could happen on your screen.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. If you want to call locally, you can. I'm going to pull up some calls. Me and Sticks have been debating and fighting about who does what and who needs what and who's going to do what and how we're supposed to get there. And I just have a different philosophy, and I stand by it. Now, you
I
call
don't
me,
think we're that
You
far
can call
apart.
Me a progressive. You can call me what you want.
I don't think
but
we're
I think
far
America,
apart.
America, the infrastructure of America, 911 is important.
911 was done by individuals.
I don't. No, no. 911.
That was individuals
no, six,
working.
Six. When,
the government didn't mandate that everybody six. Line up and give blood.
Listen. 911. When my house caught on fire.
Oh.
And the Youngstown Police the Fire Department came into my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in that bed, and the mattress and the box spring had caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I called 911.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire truck showed up to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And took care of my home,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't have to move. 911 was important.
Right. But what happens when there's no money for 911? You better hope all of your neighbors are looking so your neighbors are there with their water
my
hoses.
My six kids, they don't have it. They wouldn't have had the water hoses.
How did the Fed catch on fire is a better question.
Six.
What happened there? Was that was that tobacco related?
No. No.
So the
revenue
they
your neighbors
may
have
partner cigarettes.
Be willing to help you put out the fire.
Wait,
now
it's not a fire department who has to come
Mike.
Put out your tobacco
Listen,
fire.
Mike, no, I wasn't smoking in my bed. I wasn't smoking in the bed.
Wasn't smoking anything?
And I'm very grateful to be alive because it's been 11 years now.
So, and we're grateful you're alive.
Yes.
But I wasn't smoking, I wasn't being neglectful in what I did. Somehow the fire, I had a candle lit. I went to sleep with my laptop in my lap,
mm-hmm.
and
candle well, fell over.
No, somehow it got out the can. I don't know what happened. I don't know how it got out the can. However, it got out the can because it was in a can.
like, had sights on a kid?
Absolutely. Don't know how the fire got out of the kid.
Jumping candles.
All I know is 911 was important. And I need to make sure 911 stays in place, not just for me, but for every heart attack, for every fire, for every law enforcement infringement. When people need help, your neighbors just can't come. And even if my neighbors came, they wouldn't know what to do with the fire hose.
If the firemen aren't getting paid, are the firemen going
to
come?
This is not the point. That's why we make sure that the money is there for the firemen to get paid. And there are people that are, and I stand by that. Volunteer fire departments, I think they're great. But I
never lived any place that didn't have one.
I like having a paid fire department who has expert training that's not dependent on somebody, because I believe a man is worthy of his hire.
70% of fire departments are
I don't care if y'all, if that's what y'all like. That's why I don't live in a rural neighborhood, not trying to live out there. Ain't trying to live with the volunteer fire department. I'm trying to live in the city, and I don't mind paying extra for my taxes to call 911 and to have a red truck show up and come and help me put out
the
fire.
And we're looking at this from different eyes, because Mike, Alabama, and I both agree, both believe that there will be a day where there will be no money for that.
And what I'm saying,
period.
Detroit. They're tearing down vacant buildings, and they're losing all that potential future tax revenue, because if they go on fire, there's no fire response to it. There's not enough money for fire departments.
Mike, do me a favor. I want you to Google Youngstown, Ohio, and their history.
And what's that going to do for me?
If you want to see a pop, Detroit may have gone bankrupt, but Youngstown went from 160,000 people to 69,000 people. You can't tell me about infrastructure being torn down because they can't afford to upkeep it.
Mike, in Youngstown, when the mills died,
we died.
The rats left the mills because there was no trash to go through. Mm-hmm. They had a serious rat problem for what, 2-3 years? They were destroying houses. I mean, they were getting under the foundations. It was so bad.
I'm trying to say, Detroit, things happen in ebbs and flows. But I'm trying to have a proactive conversation.
And when did this happen in Youngstown?
From 1977 until now, we're still building.
Waterbury, Connecticut. It happened in the late 50s, early 60s. The largest center in the United States died.
So what's your point?
We were the support for all of World War II. We were a priority one target to the Nazis. And the factories began to close. I lived with this 15 years before Youngstown.
So what's your point?
The point is we survived.
That's what I said. But it survived by the people.
But you and I talked about this during the break. A major part of our problem is what you're not permitted to do anymore that you used to be permitted
to
do.
Going back
to
regulations, and that's what I'm saying.
Right, regulations, right.
Government regulations that hinder.
And kill us.
Absolutely. And
right.
And we're not proactive because you just don't play the Ponzi scheme. Let me pick up some calls. Local call, your mic is on.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm concerned for you, too.
we're going to kiss and make up after the show's
good,
over.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. That's what I want. I want peace in the family.
I've got an appointment with Dr. Phil for their bad marriage right now. Going on between them.
What I'm concerned about this cigarette thing.
Yeah.
It's one issue. You figure they're looking to legalize marijuana. And so maybe CVS knows something, that they're going to be awarded a contract to dispense legal marijuana. People are thinking when they legalize marijuana, you're going to be able to grow your own. Not necessarily. It could be regulated just like pharmaceuticals. And you might have to buy it from a government-approved site, so that the dosing and everything and the purity is, assured. We don't think about these things. But the bottom line is the government is, steps ahead of us in figuring out everything. And so if they're looking to, endorse less tobacco use here, they've already opened up markets overseas. It's the same thing, with everything that, McDonald's, when they knew that, they were getting a little bit of flack here in the States for not having a healthy menu, they developed other markets. So you're going to have government, it can be a wonderful help, but it can also be a frightening foe. When when people lose their common sense about how they should live. My son was telling me now that he has a friend whose child lives in one of the local school districts, and her lunch was thrown away because the school got a government grant to provide lunch, and there's uniformity. And I don't know whether there's like maybe a, an experiment that, you know, they got a grant to see if they feed these children and they, provide their lunch, they'll perform better, or what's involved with it, I don't know. I just know that the school system received a grant, and the parents are up in arms because they're sending good lunches, and they're being thrown away because the school's controlling this. And it could be that the school's controlling it because, you know, they hope to, you know, achieve a healthy diet for the children, whatever. There could be all kinds of good motivation behind this. But the bottom line is, a parent should have the right to feed their child. And you think how wasteful this is. There are a lot of families who don't need the government to give their children a lunch.
It's
control.
A lot of it is control. But my issue is we do things so fast now, and it's so rash, and we don't think things through. And we think things are good ideas because they sound good at the time. And in the end, they're really not good ideas overall because you don't realize that when you do this little shell game with your media and your politics,
mm-hmm.
it's going to come back, and the repercussions are going to hurt the masses.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's a chicken or the egg. I'm looking at this article here from Forbes. California lost $45.27 billion in income between 92 and 2010, and New York lost $68.1 billion.
Did they say what the loss was?
People moving.
Okay.
People moving from high tax to low tax.
But again, people moving is one thing. But when I talk about the gas tax, the cigarette tax, other specialized tax. Hold on. I am against lotteries. I'm against
liquor. Me too.
I'm against lotteries and gambling.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Me too.
And America, and a lot of our states right now, they are putting all their ducks into gambling and lotteries
and
as far as funding.
And alcohol. And,
No, Mike.
We're seeing traditionally non casino states building casinos like they're going out of style.
Right. This goes with the beer and wine and the cigarette and the transportation. Let me just get my thought out. So we're going to move our way of funding to another source that in 20, 30, 50 years we may change our minds and not want to do that anymore. You don't depend upon services like that for your financial funding of your state and to make sure for your budgeting, so that when companies like CVS decide that they no longer want to sell cigarettes, and you have allowed Walgreens and CVS and Rite Aid to take out all of your mom and pops, so if those three quit selling cigarettes, you're going to find a very, very clear problem in your listen to what I'm saying, in your revenue.
Smokers aren't going away.
Because
you eliminate a vendor, you still have the smokers.
You guys are not listening to me.
By the way, Tracy, Dollar General announced they're going to start selling cigarettes.
Mike, you're not listening to me. Dollar General, Mike, you don't listen.
No, I do listen.
No, you don't. In your urban areas, in your inner city areas, you will see a concentration of high percentages and your impoverished areas. You will see a high percentage of concentrated usage of tobacco products because the companies have marketed to them. See, when you go out to the suburbs, you don't see them marketing Newports, Salems, and Marlboros outside.
Yes,
when you come into the inner city, there's a banner to let you know, and a cigarette of how much their cigarettes are. They have now, inside the inner cities, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and CVS have become staples and have, hold on, and have put out of business your smaller independent Arab, Indian, and mom-and-pop stores.
But where's Dollar General and Family Dollar
they're
going?
They're not there.
There's one right up the street right here.
And what about 7-Eleven, your little convenience store?
We don't have, Mike, we don't have, Mike, we
don't
have
those?
No.
You don't have those?
No. Right now on the corner of Healthy and Happy is a Walgreens, a Rite Aid, and a CVS store. They put out the guy who would sell shorts, which means you can go in and buy a cigarette one at a time for a quarter. He's gone. He's no longer there.
I didn't even know that was legal.
So you can't walk to the store anymore and pick up your cigarettes because they put the little man out of business. So now you can only go to the Happy Healthy place. And they have taken over a huge margin of your tobacco sales.
But what percentage of overall tobacco sales is the inner city?
Quite a bit. That's what we're saying.
Because if you look,
you have fewer cigarette sales in your more affluent and suburban than you do in your rural and in your because rural is tobacco. You guys, y'all do tobacco in lips. Y'all spit. In the inner city, we smoke in Newport.
But have you seen what a can of Skoal costs?
Don't matter. We just talk. People see what it does and keep on snuffing, keep on putting tobacco in, and they're going to do that. The dispensaries, the number.
But the state gets the same amount of taxes off a can of snuff as it does a pack of cigarettes.
Again, they're going to stop dispensing all of it. And so now you've got this marketing problem with the cigarette companies that they've marketed to this underserved group of people that they can no longer walk to the store because they don't have a car to get a pack of cigarettes on their EBT card.
So we're going to stop poor black people from smoking and let poor white people keep dipping snuff.
But that's not the point. So what I'm saying is that money was going somewhere that was beneficial, whether we like it or not. It was bad money. We got it from a bad source, but it was doing some good over here that you no longer have. And they were not prepared for it, and neither is your state. And so now where in the world is your state going to pick up the money that it just lost? That's the issue. I'm against both of it.
I know, but they're going to pick up money through marijuana sales. It's just like everything else, prohibition, where the government, you know, tried to control that.
I just saw this the other day.
Let her finish. Go ahead, Dina.
I'm sorry.
They decided that, we better take charge of this. People were making their own liquor, and they thought we could, and you figure then the state stores came into business. So you figure the government will regulate anything that it feels the people will use and they can tax. They'll come up with that. Look at cell phones. Look at all these taxes that came through cell phones that enabled them to expand the satellite and technology industry. So the government will always find something that the people want. And you figure things are being created every day.
But what I'm saying is all they're doing is moving things from one thing to another. But what it's doing, it's hurting us in the end.
I agree.
I know where the ending's going to be.
Hold on.
I'm reading through the Bible, every day I read a portion. And in Exodus, it talked about an atonement tax or a ransom that the Lord said that every person 20 years of age and older was supposed to give a half a shekel. And it said, regardless of whether you were rich or poor, you were to give a half a shekel. And this is how.
What is that?
But I don't know how much that would be in that currency. But it wasn't.
It was a tap. It was a money.
What does the
word
shekel mean? That means like a type of currency.
Yeah.
Shekel is a type of money. It's a Hebrew. Okay. Hold on, Vienna. It's a type of Hebraic currency.
It was a weight of silver.
Yes.
It was a certain amount of weight of silver.
But say today, comparably, we would say $10. And it was every citizen 20 years of age and older. This is found in Exodus 30, verse 11. It starts. But they raised enough revenue that they were able to construct the tent for worship, the prelude to building a temple. They had a tent.
Right.
With all the beautiful things that were used in worship. Everything was gold-plated. The lampstands were made out of a 75-pound gold block. I mean, it's beautiful to read through this, but you think the people did it together, and from what they donated and from this atonement that they gave everyone 20 years of age and older a half a shekel. Now, you think in our country, if each of us gave $10 a year, every citizen gave $10 a year, we would have quite a bit of money to pay our debt and be free from China and the other countries. That
not now.
No, not now.
No, we
owe $1 million, I think it is, for every man, woman, and child in the country.
Yeah,
right
no.
Now. But I can't say
this started.
You can't fathom a trillion. And we're $17 trillion, $18 trillion in debt.
Something to get us free. But
you can't. Listen.
My fear is that the government would indebt us.
But this is the issue. America's, and this goes back to what I said at the beginning, again, we have created this monster on our own. But getting out of it is going to be difficult because we have not dealt, we don't do things to where we think about them up front. I need to pick up Matt. We don't do things proactively. Our laws are just crazy. So as you said, you're gonna legalize marijuana and stop people from smoking.
I know, it's crazy.
And so I just want you to understand. And when you look at these two, you're gonna tell me I need to be fuel efficient, but you're going to go do something else that's just as stupid. I mean, help. That's where we need to become proactive as Americans. Go ahead, Matt. How are you?
I'm cold, it's snowing, I hurt myself by falling on my driveway. So I think the government needs to step in and make sure that everybody has provided somebody to shovel their driveway for them.
Hold on, Matt. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy.
No. Matt, you need one of those new orthopedic driveways that when you fall don't hurt.
It bounces you right back up.
The government has them. It's part of Obamacare. You got to get
They're spraying you with
right
fake snow, bro. They're spraying you with fake snow and
one.
You don't even know it.
Yeah,
even
gotta,
I wouldn't go along with that, but that was hilarious, Matt.
Either that, Matt, or get
not
some,
you falling,
yeah.
But you're saying you want the government to provide everybody with a person's shoulder driveway. That's
now,
funny.
If you live
well,
in
these
Colorado,
people are weirdos, man. They're living like in that movie In Time. You guys seen that movie with Justin Timberlake? It's called In Time. That's how it reminds me.
Hey,
wait,
Matt.
Wait.
Now,
yeah,
if you live in Colorado, you'd be so stoned you wouldn't care that you fell.
Yeah, but the weed is fake now. It's going to be genetically modified. They're going to only, like, put all the THC in it. You can only get high, but you're not going to be able to, like, get the natural remedies from it.
That would give a whole new meaning to the Cheerios.
Right. Well, then I'll be dead, and I won't be in any pain anyway, so.
Yeah.
One of the important things for us to remember is we need to take responsibility for what we can do for our immediate for ourselves and our immediate family and our neighbors and our church family and our work family.
If everybody just thinks that I just need to take care of the people that I know or associate with, that's going to be a problem.
You can't help
So I'm not going to help somebody that I don't know because, look, I have people that I already have to take care of. That's just one more person and I don't know them. So, look, it's no skin on my back. I can't do it.
It's not
enough resources
for everybody
to survive off this earth. That's one thing you got to understand.
Everybody knows somebody, Diva. You didn't get
you'd
born
be surprised
by nobody.
Who,
you
some
the
people
virgin birth.
Don't, Mike, you'd be surprised that some people who don't have anybody they can turn to.
They have a neighbor.
That is true.
And like you said,
you'd
take
be surprised.
Care of your neighbor.
But
it's just you can't take care
that,
of the faceless
when
church
I just
want
to point out
on you. Your neighbor
half
bitches
a shekel,
on you sometimes. You can't even lie to the joint.
This is
half
where
a shekel
churches,
day would be around $5.
This
I really
is where
want to know how many real people who call themselves Christians.
This
I want to know
is
how many Christians
come
10% every month.
Hey, Mike, hold on 1 second. Listen. And Diva's right. Sometimes there are people that don't have anybody to turn to. But this is the way it was from the founding of the country up pre-1900s. This is where churches came in. If you weren't
right.
able, if you didn't have anybody who
you
came
have
in to
churches
help
now
you,
who
you
only help
the
their
church.
Members.
I understand.
You don't
that,
have
that,
churches going out and helping the community in general.
I, right,
they're
you're talking
your
now,
members.
Diva. You're talking now, and I understand that.
The
you're
churches
right.
are
and,
fake too, though.
Well,
they're the image of a beast.
They used to never be fake.
Right,
that's
and
my
it used
point.
To never be that. How do you think America got started? People would come over here, immigrate over here. They helped each other.
Faith
even when you had the when you had the pilgrimage voyage and the Mayflower landed at Mammoth Rock, whatever. They all helped each other. Everybody took care of each other. You don't have that now. We have
right.
people, well, I'm only looking out for myself and my family. That's
right.
that's the consensus. That's the mentality. People think I don't have enough. It's not that, well, you know, I'm just going to stretch it, you know. Like Tracy said, as a Christian, she knows her help comes from the Lord. So she knows she's going to be taken care of. She don't know about someone else. So what she's going to do as a Christian is look out for someone else, whether she knows them or not.
But you see, we started
down. We don't have that anymore.
We started down a slippery slope, though, because you're right. The country was founded and was built upon for the first 100 years on faith and charity. And that's the way it was ran. We didn't have a welfare system. We didn't have any of that. It was built
on
faith and charity.
Well, we need a welfare system because
we
no longer, the needs have gone
so
great.
Hold on, let me
get charity was not
going
in.
Hold on. We are so far removed from those principles that now we can't even fathom being able to sustain ourselves on faith and charity. And that's what the problem is.
In the last 50 years, actual fact, if you can, because you can look this up on the Internal Revenue, you can look up the history of tax-exempt status for nonprofits and stuff, 80% of the charities have gone out of business because when the government took it over, everybody got the attitude, well, since they're doing it, I guess we don't have to. And a lot of the charities just weren't getting supported anymore. But in the last 50 years, 80% of the charitable organizations that used to help those people on a local level have gone out of business, for lack of a better word. They have ceased to exist. It isn't that we're not willing, Diva. The mechanism to start doesn't exist anymore.
The mechanism
to start. Where would you start?
What?
If you wanted to help 100 people right now, where would you start? You're going to go knock on doors with a tin cup?
I would start with one.
First of all, you go
That's
to jail
because
you can't solicit funds for a charity without being registered with the IRS.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. It doesn't cost. It doesn't cost anything to register your nonprofit organization with the IRS.
You can't.
The only thing you're really going to pay for is your articles of incorporation in the state of Ohio. Now
you
may have to.
And what about your liability
and then you have to pay for your taxes and status.
And what about your compliance? And what about your board of directors to make sure you're
compliant? You don't pay for that. You don't pay for your board of directors.
Where
you don't pay for
your compliance.
Where do
you find those people to volunteer to do that? You have
You can get people
to
volunteer.
A lot
I
of
have,
these charities
have
liability insurances.
I have seven volunteers on my board. Seven.
Yes.
None of us get paid. That's in our bylaws.
Yeah.
None of us get paid.
Yes. I'm not talking about the money to pay them.
Sit on the board.
But they need to be there. They're diverting resources from other parts of their life.
The fact of the matter
you,
is,
you compensate
you, it
them
starts
for
with one, Mike.
Meeting?
Mike, it starts. I don't pay them to attend a meeting. Why would I pay?
Then how do they drive to the meeting?
How
do they drive to the meeting? Who pays for
the
guests? Then they pay for
the
themselves.
The fact of the matter is,
so
it's called volunteering. It's called volunteering. You care enough about
charity.
Something that you are going to volunteer your time
okay.
without any expectation in return
do,
other than
Diva,
what you're
Diva,
putting out there.
What does your charity do?
My charity promotes awareness when it comes to mental illness.
Okay.
That's what my charity does.
How many mentally ill people have you been able to directly help, you and your board?
My charity,
these charities that start up to promote awareness. Okay, we're aware. Now, what's the call to action?
The call to action is
you see,
when you are aware and you are aware
the
that someone...
The action. What's
are you
going to
let me answer
you
your question or are you just
going to
keep firing
problem?
Questions at me?
Because
I can't ask one question
ask
and then you fire another
someday.
Question at me.
They're gonna. This is what's going to happen to you someday in court when you get hauled in because you dare to take a dime from somebody donating to you before you weren't properly set up.
Who cares, dude? Are you serious? You got a gas.
The fact of the matter
you,
is, Mike, it starts with one. And it started with me. I was able to promote awareness without even starting my organization. I was doing that long before. It was just that in order to get more and to do more, that's why I start the organization. It starts with one. If you want to do
that.
Good, all you have to do is start with one.
I
and then go
the
from there
the
and build
just like
on that.
The government is the one spreading all these diseases, all these illnesses, you know.
Yeah, Diva, you're saying exactly what I've said on this line about starting a business, improving your financial situation, doing good.
But
it
I'm not I'm
one.
Up here blaming the government for any hindrance either.
Well,
yes, I have
to
get
I have to get
articles of incorporation. Yes, I have to have a board. Yes, I have to have bylaws. Yes, all these regulations. Yes, I have to go through the IRS
to
get
and you have to have an agent of record
status.
And you have to keep minutes.
I'm not
and your
blaming them either.
To the public and et cetera, et cetera.
I'm not blaming the government. I'm doing what needs to be done so that I can do what I need to do.
Great. I understand that.
Hey, people look at the government like gods nowadays. Like, people are actually scared of them. Oh, no.
Well, you've never
had to appear before a judge so he could judge you. That's pretty sick.
You know what? I got the caller on the line who's talking. I'm not sure.
Still disagreeing on everything. I promise you.
Never mind.
Fixes he believes you can go out and find a TV that you can just plug into the wall and it'll just play without having and have an antenna on it.
At Goodwill or a resource or a resale shop.
And it cost me less than $100 for the TV.
I will do that.
You hear that?
You can buy a brand new one for less.
You have to have a digital television now.
I know.
But you can buy a brand new television for less than $100.
Where?
Walmart.
Where?
Walmart. Now it's not going to be your 57-inch that comes with
no.
and everything.
You can get a brand new 19-inch TV at Walmart.
You can get a brand new what?
Why would you even want a TV in your house, though? That's like a disease right there. A TV in your house? Nah, I get that TV and throw it out the window. That's what I would do.
Some of us,
where are you
going to
find? You can't even get a 13-inch for less than $100.
That's true.
Not a digital television, and that's all they sell now.
Not
you
plug and
play. 2 weeks. I will walk in here with a digital television bought at a resale shop for less than $100.
You hear that? That you can plug and play with no additional.
Get Tracy one of those digital antennas that are down to $10 now, and
Mike,
in most areas
Mike,
you'll pick
Mike,
up between
Mike,
35
Mike,
and 40
sweetie.
Stations for free.
Sweetheart, Mike, listen.
Yeah.
The TV, the deal is about plug and play, not about having receivers. Plug and play with an antenna.
What's plug and play? What does that mean?
You just plug it into the wall. It gets power, and you attach it to an antenna.
Right.
And you're done.
That's what I'm talking. And the antennas are $10.
No.
They're down to $10 now. And they've
what are the $10?
Matter of fact, they were just had a report on this.
Do they even sell analog
TVs
anymore?
Digital.
Mike,
digital
less than $100.
You need an antenna.
Yeah, less than $100.
Okay.
You can buy a digital antenna for ten bucks with the antenna.
With the antenna.
In the average city in the United States, you can reach between 35 and 40 channels for free. All your major networks still broadcast
Tracy,
to local stations.
Tracy, if you're having to attach an antenna, the TV you have is not a digital television.
They make digital.
Why would you need a digital antenna for a digital
TV?
Because
a digital antenna picks up a different signal.
Because that's different.
You
want to
pick more stations is different. That's totally different. What she's talking about is a TV that just actually plays.
What'd
you say?
Some weird. I said that when you got that digital, they changed it to like a digital TV or a digital whatever that shit's called. I don't know. I don't know much about TVs. But they do they send weird signals through that digital thing, man. I'm pretty sure, man, that it probably bounces off back to you, man. They probably have like a lot of weird subliminal messages that you can't catch.
I agree.
Right now,
the sound. I don't watch the TV.
Right, Tracy. Right now at my house, now I have a digital television set with nothing hooked up to it. Plug it in the wall. I get 21, 23, 27, and 45. Not even plug it into the wall. Just plug it into the wall. Don't hook nothing up to the coax. 21, 27, 33, and 45.
I bet you I won't. Not in the city.
The digital television,
you
should be able to just plug it up and get those three main stations.
You will not get those. You will not get those three channels.
You will with a digital television. Yeah,
a digital
you will.
Television, yes, but not for $100.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, no,
two
not
weeks.
For $100. That's how much you pay for that.
$10 we bet.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy and I bet $10 within 2 weeks. I can come in here with a TV from a resale shop, a digital television
from a resale shop.
No,
it's going to be a used one
from a resale shop for less than $100.
And it's going to be the same size as my tablet.
Now wait a minute. Now you're putting things on it. You just said a television. You didn't say how big a television.
Sticks, I want to be able to see it.
No. See?
Sticks.
No.
I don't have to have a 27-inch. I want to be able to see it. Yesterday we were on the bus. We took a turnaround to D.C. and we were watching 42, which was a Jackie Robinson movie. And the TV was only 10 inches. I have to say this. I couldn't see the TV, but it looked like a great movie.
Now wait a minute. We shook hands.
Did we just,
I bet,
but
Okay, he's going to bring me a TV the size of my tablet. Listen, I want to pull up some calls. A private caller, your mic is on.
Can you hear me?
Caller, your mic is on. Yes, I can. How are you?
All right, good morning, good morning. Yes, we did. You need glasses, girl. I had fun watching that movie. Anyway, look. You're going around and around about things, and no, your digital TV will not just pull in signal. You have to put an antenna on it to get the digital signal.
Don't help them out.
Honestly, every year for my daughter at her school, and it does not work unless you put an antenna on it to pull in the signal out of the air, because it's a digital signal. Still has to be brought into the TV. It's just that you don't have to have the conversion box because of the digital.
It's built in.
It'll read the digital signal.
It won't read analog signal.
Who are you talking to anyways? You called everybody's name already.
Let me get my $10. I need lunch money.
Seriously, Jeff, the signal's strong enough from 2733 and 45 at my place.
Yeah.
That it will come in just with the coax sticking out in the wind. I mean, not even a cable on it, just the TV sitting on a counter.
You said with the coax sitting in the wind.
No. With just the TV sitting on a counter.
But you got to have a digital television. And he said
if you got a digital television, it's not going to just work like that unless you have something to pull it in.
Come on, Jeff, and I'll demonstrate.
I'll get the local channel.
I'll have to see that unless there's an internal antenna.
Jeff, you got to listen to the whole conversation. This is what it is. The new digital TVs have a digital converter already inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you can plug and play. But Stix says he can go to a real resale shop, find me a TV for less than $100, and plug it in and play without a conversion. And the old flat screen TVs that look like they were digital, but weren't digital, because I got one in the basement. It ain't going to work. Because, see, my beautiful 50-inch TV in the basement that looks digital is not digital. Because the technology is not there. And the reason why they're in the resale shop is because they don't work without a conversion box.
How many channels are you getting off of 21, Stix?
I get 21, 27, 33, and 45.
And I don't know where Mike is somewhere. He gets all those.
Something's wrong then, because guess what? When you go to 21, you have three of them.
Yeah, but that's
broadcasting digitally. So
there's
27. And I think 33 has two. You're going to see three different feeds on your TV. And so that's why I'm saying something's wrong. You must not have a digital TV, or you have a converter on there converting whatever else.
Everybody's arguing opinion. My wife's at Walmart. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, Tom Fang.
$98.
I do for a living.
LED screen.
Hold on, Jeff.
We're apples and oranges here. Go ahead, Mike.
My wife is standing at Walmart in her wheelchair. Okay? She went out of her way for you folks who want to argue about opinions. It's called a Tong Fang is the brand, TangFang, 19-inch LED HD digital television, $98. It's not even on sale. It's a 19-inch. Right now.
Spell that again.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait a minute. Spell that again.
Tong Fang. You're a liberal. Don't you know Chinese? You're supposed to be a communist.
No.
You say you're a liberal?
Sweetheart, T as in Tom, A-N-G, F as in Frank, A-N-G, Tong Fang.
Hey, Diva, why are you a liberal, though?
So,
Wait a minute, hold on.
It's a joke between us.
She is a liberal, but, you know, we'll get there. Hold on.
And it's $98 right now at Walmart, and it says HD, and it's an LED screen, so it's good, clear, and it's high definition, digital, $98.
Hey, my man, once again, I told you, I don't care what you say. My experience tells me different. I'm telling you that a digital TV, smart TV, that's what you guys, if you really want to go, say smart, because they are digital. They still need to pull the signal in, and they don't just read the signal off anything. If you're talking about hooking it to a coax, well, that's an antenna.
A coax is
an antenna. It can use your whole house as a reception tool, wherever you have wire in it. So if you're using a coax, then you got it. But still yet, you should be getting three channels per channel if you're getting the locals, because that's how it goes. You got 21-1, 2, and 3. You have a 27-1, 2, and 3.
And now
if you don't have that, you don't have a digital signal, plain and simple.
Hang on. I'm seeing public service messages on television from the from the Association of Local Television Broadcasters, this national association. They're running counter commercials against Dish TV, Time Warner Cable, and DirecTV, and they're saying you have a right to have free TV. For a $9.95, you can buy a digital antenna, and they show it all over the country.
Yeah, they sell it.
By law, they still have to broadcast to the new standard. They had to change over. Jeff, we're doing it here. I bought one of the antennas. I get 44 channels.
Absolutely.
And I'm rural.
You guys watch on TV,
so
though.
All these people
that's what
think
I just
that
said.
Yeah, exactly. This can be done.
But, Mike, I'm not going to get 44 channels. I promise you that.
Yes, you will.
I promise you, you'll get more than me because you're in a
city.
Will.
Hey, man,
I'm in a rural area.
Watch on TV.
Some of my
you'll
come
get
from
better.
90 miles
it's not
away
like the
on
old
the
TV, Tracy.
You're
I'm
not
going to
get 44 channels here. You're not going to get
what do you guys
channels.
Watch, though?
Tracy, we don't have 44 channels available.
I know. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't get 44 channels in your
room. Being in Atlanta, he might
have
enough.
We're not going to have 44 channels. We ain't going to have 22 channels.
Way more than you think.
I'm in cotton country in South
Carolina. You're
going to
have HSN, QVC.
No.
21,
Tracy,
31.
This digital thing has changed. Broadcast television, I got lots of friends that don't have cable.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you're not going to get 22 channels.
Yes, you will.
22 channels of what? What are you bringing
you've
in?
Got, with I this digital me. Thing, they have, they've run the bands
what
now.
Are
you
have
to? You have channels now.
You got TV
broadcast. No, you got broadcast channels now that show nothing but old TV shows, like the TV Land. Only they're free. You've got all different channels now on this digital thing.
Y'all gonna have to prove that to me.
Tracy, go online. You guys like research. Go online right now and look up local digital television. You will find it. You put in your zip code, it'll tell you how many stations
now,
you can get.
Now, I had to Google this for you guys because, like I said, I do this for a living.
Thank you.
Just got finished not too long ago for a good friend of mine setting up his TV in his house, and he has a brand spanking new smart digital TV. And guess what? It didn't pick up doo-doo unless you put an antenna on it because you still need to pick up the digital signal because it's broadcast. If it's broadcast, if it's coming through a cable, you have to have that cable connected. You do not get digital signal without it. And there aren't any more analog systems because they're gone.
Right.
So,
and can I say this? I want to say this. I'm sitting here looking at I'm sitting here looking at television, and I don't know where we get ours from. But we don't. If as cheap as the station is, we still don't get the full channels. And I don't know if I have to ask my engineer where they get their plug-in from.
Well, they probably have a limited cable of some
smart.
Sort.
Some
well,
satellite.
You are
smart
actually
like
correct.
Huh?
I just want to say, Jeff, he is actually correct.
I know I'm absolutely correct.
Yeah. So,
I'm looking at FCC.gov, and it says, consumers should be aware that even if they use a digital to analog converter box, they will still need to use an antenna to receive DTV, which is digital television signals.
Yeah, that's your converter.
Many
box.
Many of the TVs being sold as HD. Many of the antennas currently being sold as HDTV antennas perform best every. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't need all of that. All you need is an antenna if you have a digital or a smart digital TV.
Yeah.
But you have to have an antenna because it still has to pick up the signal. So you can get a $5, $8, $9, $20, $30 antenna. You still need one.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. But we're arguing these points. It doesn't matter. You know, you still
it
have the
matter.
Same problem.
It doesn't matter if we want to talk about them. It does.
Well, I'm saying
it's
you need to
right.
know the, you know,
it's
you need to know the
your
facts,
day.
And those are the facts. This is what I do. So,
So
you know, we got
it.
That.
They trying to tell me I can plug. They're gonna find this plug and play. You said I want you to go to Walmart.
Yeah, and some of these
and find that same TV
ready.
Here.
Some of these TVs, Tracy, are internet ready.
Oh, it's
like
real easy.
I'll
just
smart.
Go online and have it delivered to the delivered to Walmart. It's $99 online. There's one.
Yeah.
Now, if it'll pick it up out there, I'll buy it from you.
You're on.
You're on.
What are you going to watch, though, Doug? You're going to watch Doug Dynasty and eat burgers and shit? Come on.
Hold on, Jeff.
Terrestrial radio also, so you cannot use anything that you would not want to say in front of your grandmother. Okay?
Thanks. What do you mean?
You can't cuss.
But I never – did I cuss?
Yep, you said
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Said
the
S-word.
You said S-word
twice already.
Yeah,
you can't say the S-word.
You owe the city $2.
I'm not allowed to say that.
I said, what are you going to watch? Are you going to watch Doug Dynasty or what? That's what I said.
Whatever you do, don't swear. Matt, you were saying something. What were you saying? How you doing?
Oh, that was a half hour.
And how's your bruise?
You know what? I didn't fall down. I pulled a groin muscle, and that's not fun.
Oh, yeah, and he wants you to think that was shoveling snow that happened. Yeah, right.
Thanks, Mike.
You were plowing something, but it wasn't snow.
Okay. No, I'm. I'll wait till you get back on topic. I'm not sure about the TV.
Go ahead.
Listen,
take us back to topic.
Yeah, please.
Well, that's a rough transition, Tracy. All right, let me see if
do
I
that.
Can. All right, so you guys were talking about, what's going on in the country as far as dependency on government programs or whatever you want to call it, which it is dependency on government programs. I'm sorry, I see a time, you know, before the 1900s, and don't pull technology and stuff on me, but, you know, 1880s, 1890s, even the early 1900s, we were self-sufficient. We were able to turn to our friends. We were able to turn to our family. And if we had nobody to turn to, we were able to turn to a church for help, guidance, money, or charity. This country was founded on and worked quite well on for over 100 years on faith and charity. I think that we're so far removed from that now that we don't even understand the concept. And when we're talking about things like needing a 911 service or the fire department or something to that effect, we need that to happen. I say, no, we really don't. If we want that to happen, we should individually pay for that service. And if you don't pay for that service, then you don't reap the benefits of what that service gives. What Styx talks about all the time is maximum freedom. And I believe maximum freedom is part of faith and charity. And we'll never get back there. But that was
Wow, that's crazy. So basically you are saying that if somebody is in the street and he doesn't have the money, we just let him die. Or if his house is burned, and they say, oh, sorry, you didn't pay your tax to have the tax for to have a firefighter basically going to your place. Sorry, we're going to let the house burn. Let's go.
Now you got it, Stanley.
That is crazy.
You think that's a good idea?
I
think it's a grand idea because
you got to be able to. You don't get mad when people are out there on the streets with guns trying to hijack.
Yeah,
you.
Don't get mad when the policeman says, "Oh, sorry, you didn't pay your tax."
Hey,
you know
Stanley,
You didn't pay enough money. I'm gonna let the criminal kill you.
Stanley, it doesn't keep you from picking that guy up and taking him to the heist or
no,
to
no,
the
no,
hospital.
No, but it doesn't keep you. Person. It doesn't keep you from being selfish. That's why it doesn't keep you.
What?
Stanley,
if I saw a guy on the street who was having a heart attack, I would take him to the hospital. Is that selfish?
If he dies,
if you saw his house burning, if he doesn't have his taxes, the way you saw it, it is selfish.
I'd go, hey, you got the fire department going? He'd go, no, I didn't pay for it. I'd get a hose and help him put it out.
Matt, see, this is the issue. Today, you can't just do that.
No, you can't. You're absolutely right. Because we're too far in the hole. We allowed that slippery slope.
Man, somebody going to be worried about their water bill. Talk about hooking up a hose to put out another
child.
That's
green.
Green.
No, it ain't. Yeah, no, it ain't. That's green. No, it's
saying.
Not.
I'm
saying,
crazy,
you know,
man.
When you look at your water bill, you're paying $100-some in water.
So what you're saying,
you're going to keep thinking about trying to hook.
What you're saying is we've raised taxes and we've raised expenses so high people are now greedy about it. That's
being,
what you said.
No, that's not being greedy.
No, we're saying that we raise things so high.
I can't afford the water bill now as it comes. Right now in the city, people are paying approximately $100 for just a bare minimum water bill a month.
Go to the name
and
do something, Tracy.
That's taking no bath and flushing no toilets.
Well, they need to
water
do
water with fluoride.
There's something wrong because we get charged at an extra for Youngstown water, and
that's
my bill is never over about $62.
I wish my water bill was that cheap.
Let me say this, too. In Ohio, I am allowed, at least in my city, I'm not sure about where it is everywhere else, but in my city, I am allowed to fill my swimming pool for free once a year.
No, we're not.
So,
not where
we
live. They're going to charge you for
you
that.
You can call the...
You use the word allow. How is that freedom if they allow you?
And they will, they'll cut the sewer portion out of your bill.
Right.
To fill his pool. If you call them and say, I'm filling my pool, they will come out and they will read your meter. And then when your pool's full, they'll read your meter again. They won't charge you sewer on that amount.
They won't even take off for me to water my grass when it's very hot out. So I can't imagine them letting me fill up a pool.
Do you think that's
pretty sick, though. That's pretty sick. You can't even water your own front yard.
No, that's why in the city you don't see a lot of water. You don't see a lot of people with a lot of watered grass. You can't afford the water.
You get paid. You get charged for two things. You get charged for water and sewer. So I have two water meters in my house, so I don't get charged for sewer if I fill up a swimming pool or water my grass.
Right.
Because it's not going in the sewer, so therefore I don't have to pay that.
The grass is going in the storm sewer in the city of Youngstown.
Do you guys realize that we, from my understanding, we get charged for the rainwater that goes down the sewer?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why you all are so high though, Tracy. Because we should not be. If you're doing that, you have a leak somewhere.
We get charged more than you.
I live in a newer house, and my water bill is never less than $105 a month.
Holy smokes.
There's something wrong.
I mean, I have a huge house.
We're trying to tell you, the water bill is low. The sewage bill is high.
Well, like I said, we pay sewer out here.
Yeah, but it's a different
it's high
sewage
too,
company.
But the thing is, like I said, a lot of us, we were blessed enough to be able to build, and when we did, we built with the and put in – me and my neighbor, at least, we put in two water meters. So, therefore, when we do certain things, we don't use that water.
And what I'm saying to you
sewer,
is,
excuse me, we don't get trust that sewer.
Most of us don't have that opportunity, that in
you
the city.
You can do it in the city, too.
Really,
it costs you whatever the price of a meter is.
Really, what they're doing.
You have to be a homeowner in the city. I mean, don't you have to be a homeowner to do something like that?
Probably, because I don't think your landlord would mind if you asked him, hey, can I do this? But, you get two water meters, and you will not be charged for the sewer on the second water meter because it's hooked up to your outside spigots and your hose, and then you just use it accordingly. But still, yeah, that's not the thing.
Can I ask you a question, though?
They're dogging you really
bad. You think this is normal, though, like this, the system that's set up and the way that society is right now, you think you're living like a normal life?
Because
I think it's
pretty
weird. I think it's pretty weird.
What's pretty weird right now, and I'll leave this alone after this, is you have 2.5 million jobs the CBO came out with this morning telling you that you're not, that are going to go away because of Obamacare.
I heard about that.
That's what's crazy. 2.5 million. What do you think is that's all about?
What about the people on the radio.
I'm going to read them again, hopefully one of these days, Tracy, the rules for radicals. And this is what they say to do. And we are wide asleep, happy and gullible to be Democrats and not say nothing. It's okay to be a Democrat. But it's not okay to be a Democrat and not say nothing when your country is raping you and doing you in. That's doing people in, especially
no such thing as
darker than a paper bag.
Did you see the press conference yesterday where, I can't remember his name, answering for the White House about that statistic? And
yes.
What he said was that that really didn't have much impact because those 2.5 million people are voluntarily leaving their job because they no longer have to work 65 hours a week because now they get health care subsidies, so now they can come back to 30 hours a week and have the same standard of living.
The flaw with that argument is,
If you're going to get the subsidy, you know, why not just keep working? And the other thing is, just because somebody leaves a job, that doesn't mean the employer doesn't still have a job. I mean, that's ridiculous. Like, okay, you work the window at a fast food place and you quit. You think they're going to stop serving food at the fast food window? No, they're going to find someone to fill your job. So to say that those jobs are not going to impact the overall economic situation in the United States, because they're not real jobs anyway, because as soon as these people have health care, they're going to quit them anyway because they get free health care now and they don't need those jobs. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. That's double talk out of Washington.
Well, that's double talk out of the White House because this man doesn't know what else to do. I expect him to one day run screaming, holding his head in his hands, trying to spin the stuff that they give him to spin because this is ridiculous.
I know.
It doesn't make
you
any
know,
sense.
I find it interesting.
You guys are talking about them.
Woman. I just find this. I just got to make this comment to Tracy about being taxed on the rain that goes into her sewers. They know you're a Christian, Tracy. That's why you have a Noah tax in case it starts raining.
Yeah.
49.
You know what they try here on that? They call it storm water. And what they do, they measure the square footage of your roof, mm-hmm. measure the square footage of your sidewalk, mm-hmm. and measure the square footage of your driveway, mm-hmm. and then they charge you a stormwater wastewater charge on your sewer, no, on your water bill, not on your sewer bill. Then they predict also how much water you use between the months of like January and April.
Friends here on WSLM,
and come up with a rate.
The number is 347-945-5229. Wow. 6 are here in studio.
Hey, I got an answer for you.
What?
You need to put, I'm looking at you need to put in a form. Your mom's a senior citizen. She lives with you. She can get a water bill discount.
Can she get a food bill discount?
Yes.
Yeah. She won't
yes.
have to pay that NOAA tax that you pay in case it rains a lot.
In fact,
time,
it even
right?
says sewer. Your
oh, really?
Sewer
wow.
account number. Yep.
Young County City?
Mahoning County Sanitary Engineering Department.
I've talked to them. I'm just saying, people are getting taxed and charged, and it's hard.
Ask them Democrats for you.
How you doing, Pionki?
They tried that here, too. Courts ruled it illegal. Measuring
What's
the
that?
Square footage of your roof.
Yeah.
Measuring the square footage of your sidewalk and your driveway, and then coming up with some kind of tax, calling it a storm water runoff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They do that. I was just telling Six that. He's like, I'm like, they got a meter somewhere because you get charged for the runoff. That freaked me out. What do you mean?
I tell you something else you should do. You should see what months that they come up with your multiplier rate. You know, it's usually the amount of water that you use between, like, January and April.
Yeah.
And that's the multiplier that you use. Mm-hmm. So if I was you, I wouldn't wash no clothes or do anything between those months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that way that your multiplier
yeah.
number is real low.
Yeah, you
can't even walk on
the
sidewalk nowadays without getting harassed.
Yeah. Why do you say that? In what way? What's going on there to get harassed on the sidewalk?
Look, if you go to the store or whatever and you don't want to, you know, the sidewalks are filled with, like, snow and stuff, so you take, you know, you got to a certain street, you got to walk on the main the street. But the cops will stop you, and even if you tell them, look, I wasn't walking on the sidewalk because the sidewalk is filled with ice and snow, they're going to give you a ticket, you know, for obstruction of traffic or whatever.
Stay walking. That's what they'll give you a ticket for.
That's pretty lame, though. But it's filled with snow, though. But the sidewalk is filled with snow. How could people walk on the sidewalk when it's filled with snow and ice?
They gave you a jaywalking ticket because you were walking down the street.
You think that's normal? No, people are supposed to
shovel
their driveway as well as the sidewalk in front of their house, their frontage, and they don't.
By law. And they get a ticket, too, so they're ticketing.
No, they don't get no ticket. I ain't yet seen a person get a ticket for not shoveling.
Here's the
craziness. Because isn't the sidewalk public property? It's not private property.
Yes and no.
Even if you own a public city,
the pathway leading to your door is private property, but that
it's public property. It's public property that you manage.
Yeah, it's public private property because you have to maintain. You even have to repour the sidewalk in front of your house.
Well, what do you do about water puddles
in some municipalities?
What do you do about water puddles? I mean,
leave it alone.
That's an act. Yeah, it's an act of God. You can't touch that.
When I was 17, I got a jaywalking ticket avoiding a water puddle, and it wasn't a little small water; it was a large water puddle. I don't flex.
What happened when you went to court?
Can anybody get a jaywalking ticket? And
I was in juvenile court.
But that'll never,
you know what,
that'll never stand up in court.
It did. I went to court juvenile, and I had to go to juvenile court. That not only did they upheld the ticket, but they put me on probation, which prevented me from going to homecoming.
Had to be something
things.
Else.
No, it was a straight jaywalking ticket, and it cost $250. I didn't do anything
more
else.
More than that, because jaywalking ticket ain't no $250 offense.
What could I have possibly done? All I did was
sit in court and
told
them there was a big water puddle right there in the middle, and I walked around the puddle. I didn't
want to
get
sick. Hold on. So you mean to tell me you're going to walk in court just so you could avoid the ticket that these guys that they're just average human beings, just like you, dressed up in a uniform, and they're charging you for trying to avoid a puddle of water, and you're going to go to court to explain yourself to them?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick. That's pretty sick, too.
Well, it's sick that she got the ticket for it. My thought was, yeah.
I need to find out.
You would have had that point where you need to, like, grab a gun and grab some ammunition.
Pennsylvania, hold up. Diva, where did you get the jaywalking ticket at? What area?
I was
walking
on Boston. I was coming from. We lived on Auburn.
In Youngstown.
And I was walking,
no.
In Youngstown.
You were in Youngstown.
In Youngstown. When I was 17, yes.
I ain't never seen it. Now, y'all must have
been
vagrant.
In the juvenile process, it's completely different. You don't necessarily go in front of a judge per se. You go in front of a at that time, you was going in front of a magistrate.
Diva, Diva, what time of night were you doing this?
It wasn't nighttime. I was walking to school.
And what else was going on?
Nothing was going on. Me and my sister, I was a senior. My sister was a junior. We were walking to school, and we were arguing. The police, an undercover cop came, and he told us to cut it out. My sister basically went off on him, told him to mind his own business.
That's what you went
there
for.
You
hold
go.
On.
The ticket.
Well, listen.
Yeah, but
did
he identify himself?
No, he didn't identify himself. We didn't know who he was, and my sister just told him to mind his own business.
Was he in uniform?
So why did you take the ticket?
He
was in regular plain clothes in a pickup truck.
Why did you
see,
take
we're not,
the
but
ticket?
She wasn't going to go off on a cop. She didn't know who he was.
So you should have started hollering rape.
Listen.
We get on Boston Avenue, going towards Woodrow Wilson. Here comes this, to avoid the puddle because I had on flats and stockings. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to change anything. So I walked to the street. Now he pulls up behind us. Now he's in his cop car in uniform and puts on his lights. And he pulls up and he says, give me your name and stuff. And I told him, I said, what's going on? He said, you're jaywalking. I said, no, I tried to avoid the puddle. And he says, no, you're jaywalking. And so he gave me a ticket.
You sure there wasn't something smart said to the cop in between that?
No, we didn't. When he was in uniform, there was nothing said. My sister didn't know that he was a cop before him when we were arguing down the street. We didn't know he was
quick.
A cop.
They don't
have a car around a corner somewhere. Waiting
too much.
No, he was not on duty at the
time. Diva. You know what? I'm changing this. Something wrong.
That
it was 20
work.
Years
this
ago.
There's something wrong, but that's the stuff
Ooh,
that
I just got a ticket for the same thing.
Day.
I just got a ticket for the same thing like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. In Pennsylvania?
Where are you
from?
All you had to do is go to court.
Chicago.
You're in Chicago, and you were the same thing.
Yep.
Take it to court.
Well, can I bring up a...
No, I'm not going to show up to court. And if I do show up to court, it ain't going to be nothing. It's not going to be nothing.
If you don't
right,
show up,
our word against
a warrant out for your arrest.
The law says you're not allowed to
do it.
Listen,
Diva,
we have
one at a time, guys. Go ahead, Mike. Matt.
We have an interesting thing here in the city I live in that's a total catch-22, and it's something that I've been trying to fight because it is interesting. If we have snow on our sidewalk, we are responsible as homeowners to clear that snow off. We have 24 hours to do it. But if somebody slips on that sidewalk that we just cleared because we cleared it and there was ice underneath, we're responsible for their injuries. Tell me, that's not
that
a catch-22.
Hello, are
I've
you in the state of Ohio?
Yeah, that's true.
Wait a minute, are you in the state of Ohio?
Jeff,
Matt
is,
yeah.
Of course I am, yeah.
It has now been listed as an act of God. It is no longer, that law no longer exists. They say that in northeast Ohio, because it's, we have inclement weather like that, you cannot reasonably be held responsible for always removing ice and snow on your walk. And they said it was an act of God, and you can no longer be held responsible. Now, you can call a lawyer on that, but I remember this law probably about 15 years ago was changed, 15, 16 years ago.
Well, this was just a recent case that I was dealing with. I'll have to Facebook you and see if you can find where to for me to go to look at that, because
I sure
as
will.
I said, I'm fighting some of it. So thanks, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
So today it's all about laws, it's all about, you know, regulations, it's all about taxes. I mean, and I don't think you're really understanding how we are getting caught up in the set of a web.
Well,
caught up in a web. It is what it is.
It's taxes and regulation tied to the financial system that they've created. Because I was thinking about this morning. I was listening to another program and they were talking, and they created a system where you got to go to the bank, where you have to go to the bank to get money to run a business, because they've created a tax structure that makes it impossible to borrow money, to issue stock, to borrow money and pay a dividend, or not impossible, but it's more advantageous to go to the bank and borrow rather than to pay dividends for the dividend receiver and the dividend payer. I mean, everything they've done is requiring us to funnel our money through the bank, so if you deposit money to your bank, you get 2% from them. They loan it to the guy with the business at 12%. It's all part of a grand design, it seems it is anyways,
right,
to remove the
rigged
wealth from the people. Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's purposely rigged, like in that movie In Time when the people were living, or when they got more time, they would only, like, bring up the tax. You'll get taxed more.
What were you about to say, Mike?
I was just going to say that on this principle about why you're responsible for the sidewalk in front of your house if it's a paved sidewalk, that's because when that building lot was originally established, if you go back in the old land records, and it's this way in most cities when they laid them all out, that actually is your land, and you gave the city an easement for the sake of the public. You were a nice guy. You actually own 8 feet from where the sidewalk begins at your grass. Beyond the sidewalk, typically they're 4 feet, you own 4 feet more. This is why in some cities you can actually even be fined if you don't shovel out the fire hydrant in front of your house, because that's technically on your property. And you
yes,
give the city an easement, and that's where they get you for that. But if you go back in the old land records on every city, mm-hmm, inner-city building lot, that's why you're responsible as the owner of the building there to shovel that sidewalk.
Yeah, and at least in Ohio, in rural areas, all the property lines go to the center of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that means
yeah, you're paying. So if you've got a lot
that,
of road frontage, you're paying
yeah
taxes on that acreage.
Yep.
But if the system is rigged, why do you guys why do you guys want to fix it or keep buying into it if it's all rigged on purpose?
So what are you gonna do?
You can't sleep standing on one foot.
I mean, why?
Put
why are you,
like,
are
you
saying, into it if it's a lie
saying,
anyways?
Are you saying just go off the grid?
I don't know. Find a solution. Find something to do other than this. You know, everybody should get together and try to build something that goes against the system, but nobody's doing nothing. Everybody just wants to debate and argue about
well,
how
you know what it
change.
What it is people don't know how. And I will say this. The system is really set up for the people to win, but they have dumbed down the people so far that people don't know how to impact the system. And so they're left on the sidelines doing nothing.
Right. People don't understand how the media has over the years has been turning them. The income tax was sold to the American people on base emotions of covetousness and theft. It was taxed the rich guy. That's how the income tax was sold to the American people in 1913.
And the IRS is a private agency.
Hold on, Diva, what'd you say? You're correct, and that's what I'm saying. But you don't know how.
The Federal Reserve is a private organization. The IRS is a part of the executive branch.
But you haven't learned how to work around them, and we don't know how to move our government. Everything we talked about is about policy and laws today. And if you don't know how to impact them, then you will always be sitting on the outside talking about them not getting anything done.
And as far as
you really can't even impact the laws nowadays because nobody,
yes, you can.
Everybody,
yes, you can.
You got $80,000. No, hold on. Listen, you got 80,000 people that show up to go to a Super Bowl and pay money to watch something that's obviously fixed and rigged, and they gain nothing out of it, but they don't want to show up to, like, do something, you know, anything. Just show up because you know there's a problem. You get what I'm saying?
The question is, why do you keep on showing up when you know that they're getting you?
Excuse me?
I was traveling Sunday, and traveling Sunday was like a national holiday. There were no cars on the road. Everybody was watching football. Why do we allow this to happen?
Right.
And we don't. And we continue to come back every year. They spend $4 million on advertising, just so they can impact. You can take it with you, Six. So just so you can impact your mode of thinking, and yet we buy into it every year.
People are going to do or show up for what they're passionate about. So if someone is not passionate about the political structure, the political system, the way things are, they're not going
to
get involved.
What you don't understand is people need to understand the political structure affects your wallet, and I don't know a single person that's not passionate about their wallet.
No. The political structure.
Yeah, but what's wrong with going to the football game?
No, listen. The political structure, not only.
It's obvious that when you need to fix something, get something done, what do you do in the house, when your household? When you need to get something done, you're going to shut off all forms of entertainment and focus on the problem. But why come people are not doing it together in the country when they
because
say, you know what, right now?
You've been conditioned.
People believe that you don't have any power, no control.
But
that's what the average person who actually has the most power and has the most control, they really believe that they do not. And that, so, therefore, they feel like they can't change anything, they can't affect anything, so they do nothing.
And let me say this.
Yeah, the National Football League is not taxed, neither. It's a good organization.
You have been conditioned not to believe that you have the power to change things. And
right,
as long as you continue to believe it.
I don't think it's necessarily you've been conditioned.
Hold on. I can't hear both of you at the same time.
I don't think it's that people are necessarily conditioned. I think that it's their circumstances, situations that they've gotten into, whether it's their own fault or through no fault of their own, and having a door slammed on them or not getting a positive outcome that causes them to be like, you know what, it's not going to change anything, so why even bother?
Why they continue to vote for the Democrats?
Hey, but you got in a community. Go ahead.
You really believe that, Diva?
Yes, I do.
You need.
I really do.
Let me ask you this.
I talk to people who feel like they can't, because I get so frustrated when I tell people, why do you feel like you can't? You can do it. No, I can't, man. This happened, that happened. Every time I try this, I can't.
I'm going to say this to everyone, and I really want people to understand that. When I say that you've been conditioned to believe that you can't do anything about it, and you come back and say, well, people don't believe that, you got to understand, conditioning starts from birth.
Right.
And right now, America is being conditioned over and over and indoctrinated from generation to generation to believe that they have less power than they have, that they are weaker than they are.
I'm telling you, look, when you as a kid bring up certain problems that you see in the world, your own parents will tell you that's the way this world is, and you know you can't change it. And there's just like a quiet mood in the room, and nobody wants to talk about the problem, the real problems. But then again, you got neighbors gossiping about the other neighbor. Oh, look at them! They're smoking a joint, they're drinking a beer, they're gossiping about each other, and they want to talk about each other and gossip, but they don't want to tackle the real problems. If somebody starts talking about the real problems in this world, There's another quiet mood where everybody just stays quiet and they're like, oh, that's just the way the world is, and everybody just go back into their house and into their rooms. It's pretty sick.
And this is when I say this, people, and when you go to school, how is it that you go to school and you stay somewhere 12 years and you're still not as smart are not any smarter than you were when you walked in the door, and you haven't learned how to think. How does that happen? How is it that you mean? And next week I'm gonna begin the week off with talking about how you're delivered out of something, but not delivered to anything. And what good is coming out of something if you're not going somewhere? And we're all aimlessly wandering everywhere, trying to go nowhere, thinking that we are somewhere. And we become very, very complacent, walking in circles. That's really, really bad.
Well, Al Sharpton, that was you went a roundabout way to get to that.
Here's my thing, though. What are people waiting on? Are people just going to wait for this to, like, for the UN to come and arrest them and come into their homes and take away their guns and put them in FEMA camps?
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly what they're waiting for.
As a matter of fact, what's going to if you're not careful, it's going to be just like it was over in Germany. Yep. You're going to think you're walking into a shower with a bar of soap, and they're going to turn on the gas.
Justice Scalia just did a speech at the University of Hawaii a couple of days ago, said, don't think it won't happen again.
And we're doing it. And how in the world do you allow someone to get away with everything that President Obama has gotten away with and not question him? Not saying that you got to impeach him, not saying you got to not be his friend no more, but sometimes you just have to disagree and say, dude, you're wrong. And no one says anything about anybody. And all we do is point our fingers.
Where's the liberal answer to the Tea Party attack on the right?
It ain't even so much. I don't want you to fight. I want you to stay divided. And so
Where's the group of Democrats that are going to call the bad Democrats out?
They're not.
We've got people calling the bad Republicans out.
No, you don't.
That's the problem.
You're not even organized.
Why are you so focused on other Democrats calling out other Democrats when you don't call out your own side as much?
That's not true.
Ted Cruz hasn't called anybody out.
You got liberals that are calling out other liberals, and they're talking about they need to do some more stuff that's crazier than you thought before. They're saying it.
I haven't heard them.
You hear it on MSNBC all the time. I ain't never seen nothing like that before in my life. MSNBC, they're the wackiest people I've ever seen on the face of the earth. They call out
you
the craziest
alone,
thing. And just
crazy.
Because I don't agree with it, they still call them out.
Oh, did you hear about Elizabeth Warren?
Hey, but
no.
Elizabeth Warren wants to turn the post office into a bank for poor people.
Huh?
Elizabeth Warren thinks that they can turn the post office into a bank for poor people and put out all the check cashing houses.
Where do you get that money from? I mean, where do you get that from?
Look on the internet, Diva.
I'm going to look that up because that don't even sound like her.
Yeah, but why would you support any of these politicians as far as the Tea Party or liberals or progressives or what's that other thing?
Because I'm at the end of my day. Listen, and I'll leave the phone lines on for you guys to have a conversation, but listen to this. Because everything you touch has a political aspect to it. And if you can't bark at the moon and think it's going to change unless you actually go to the moon to change it. And what's happening is people like you say, well, I don't want to be bothered with politics at all, not realizing even with you not being involved, you're still being involved, and all they're doing is manipulating you for not being involved. And so when good people sit on the sideline and don't do anything, that's where they are.
This is my thing, though. I think it's all a scam. All these both parties are a scam. It's a scam so they could bounce the blame off each other, and then you got people that say, oh, I didn't get my unemployment. I didn't get my unemployment got cut off. So now I'm voting Democrat now. But then again,
no.
The Democrats.
Listen to what I'm saying. People say I am a Republican and they say I am a Democrat. That's what they say. Though they are not a Republican and they are not a Democrat. They vote that way. But you are not a Republican and you are not. Let me finish. You're not a Republican and you're not a Democrat unless you're involved in the infrastructure of it. And everybody should be involved. Your precinct committee people that are going, and today in the state of Ohio, if you're not one, you need to go to the Board of Elections and file to become one. You ought to be one. You ought to, every meeting that they have is public. You should be there. People belong to a union, and yet they've never been to a union meeting. It's the same thing. These people vote on your livelihood. They vote on your wages. They vote on your politics. They vote, and then you sit there and you point your finger and you say that they did me wrong, and you say, but I'm a Democrat. But you don't get involved in the intricate details of being that of that party system. Libertarians are the same way. And so we sit on the side of the road and we bark at the moon and we wonder why the moon won't move.
Trace.
Yes.
Trace.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's going on? I know you're at the end of your day. I just, if you can allow me, I think
you
what
got
we...
2 minutes.
Okay, well, check this out. This is what we got going on, people. The best way to control a people is to get them to believe that they're lost. If you can get them to believe they're lost, they'll always be looking for something. And if you happen to be the person to direct them and guide them into where they think they're supposed to be, you've taken control of not only their lives, you've taken control of their destiny. And what's happened with us in America is they've gotten us to believe that we're lost. And what we have to do is come back to ourselves and know we found the solution and believe in the solution that we found and follow it through to the resolve that we're looking for and not get them to fool us, pull the wool over our eyes, and assuming that what we think can happen, what we believe can happen, what we know can happen is not good enough. And that's what they've gotten us to believe. Oh, there are no solutions. The best way to handle this situation is to bail out everybody. We'll bail out the company. That's the best way. And so what do? We bail them out. Oh, the best way to handle the terrorism issue is to go and fight this war on terror. And so we go fight a war on terror that, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know if anyone's ever really seen the resolve of the war on terror. I don't know if anyone really understands the resolve on bailing out the industries that got bailed. Do we understand what's happened here? It's rigged, man. Everything's rigged.
Well, how about those people that come up to you and say you need to be saved?
Well, you do.
You
do. And that's the problem, Kelsey.
That is hilarious.
Any standards anymore.
That's the same. The people that come up to you and say you lost is no different than the people that say you need to be saved.
True, except that they're forgiven by God and they know him. That's
you know, I'm going to tell you something. The other day, I live in a majority Christian country, area, and I got out of the car and found some money laying on the ground and had to be dropped by a Christian, and I'm an atheist. So
okay.
Who was blessed?
You're dishonest, Bianchi. That's okay. That's a good.
I ain't dishonest. I'm honest because I said
I'm honest. You're just honest, and because you're honest, God will bless you. But in that, you don't realize what happened to us
Jeff,
in this country.
You know, me and you get along just very well, as long as you don't throw them spells on me talking about God will bless. I do not want God to bless me. When you and I have conversations in the future, please don't say that to me. It makes me irritable.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't come up to you and tell you. Because
right.
I wouldn't come
that's
up to
fine.
And I'd find a way and a time to tell you it's the truth. But, you know,
but that's the problem. If you think it's the truth for the non-believer, we don't want
to
hear that.
That's
listen,
all you
believe
have to
it. We don't want
to
hear that.
To
we don't want
to
hear you saying God
that's
and this
it.
And that. Come with the facts, and once everybody tells you that's the truth, like last week or 2 weeks ago, you came with a fact of checking out the unemployment, and I gave you credit for that. Come with the facts.
Not
don't
just unemployment. How about the day when they're arguing about a digital antenna and a TV?
We are to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may not want to hear what we are telling you, but that is the fact in our faith.
It's
so,
yeah, maybe it's a fact in your head, Diva, but it's not the fact of a lot of people. If I bring
okay,
you a fact, it means
is,
a
hold
fact
on, the
is
fact
a fact.
Remains.
A
no,
fact
no,
is a
the fact.
Fact
remains. According to our faith, we are to spread the gospel, which he did.
Okay,
you
okay.
may not
and,
have
and,
liked
and,
it.
But that has nothing to do with faith. I'm bringing you facts. It, like,
right, but what
like,
Jesus
like,
Christ
Jeff
do you pray to, Diva? What Jesus Christ do you pray to?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Diva.
There's only
one
Jesus Christ.
I said what
it's
Jesus
more
Christ
one.
Do you pray
yeah,
to?
You, yeah. But Diva, it's the point. See, you are a Bible black history. Me and Stanley are real earth black historians. So you're different than us.
So you're saying that my Bible doesn't pertain to real earth?
Yes. No, it don't. It does
of
not.
Course. It does
okay.
not.
It does
right.
not because the history
okay,
because
that is
the because
your opinion,
the,
okay.
the historical
it's not
events,
an opinion.
It's not
Diva,
an opinion.
It's
the historical
opinion.
Events that occur in there.
I can go search it. It's not an opinion, Diva. It's not an opinion. It's not an opinion.
So thank you very much.
Diva, the historical events that occur in there did not occur in real life. In real,
exactly.
Should I say real earth? So you are a different black than us.
The thing is incorrect, though, Bianca. I don't know who told you that it wasn't.
Well, let's go to the Noir Arts. Every country, they ring with the Noir Arts and everything.
What is Noir Arts?
Noir Arts is one event that was put in the Bible. And it said that this happened. Did it happen? Yes or no?
Did it happen? Yes or no?
How did you disprove that it did not happen?
Because archaeology. Archaeologists that study that. Diva, you asked me the question.
Well, look, if it did happen, even if it did, it happened in the Bible. It happened in the Bible. It did not happen in real life. You are a different black than we are.
Happen, it's written in the Bible.
Only way that you could disprove
it. It's written in the Bible. You're talking about
it's written in the Bible, you think it's true life. That's what you think, Diva.
Stanley. Don't talk to me with that because you know that I'm going to study and find out. So understand.
Go ahead and study and find out. Go ahead, Jeff. Good luck finding out if the Noah Arts happened. But when you study and find out, Jeff, and you find out that it's not true, what are you going to say? Are you going to be honest enough to tell me? What are you going to say?
I'll say this. I have gone through these things. I've been saved since 1978, and every single day I'm in the Word, and I don't just do the study that's just out of the Bible or anything like that. I do historical study. I do original languages. I do a number of different things to make sure that I prove that. Like he told
Jeff, you say you did all those things, prove Noah Arts. Prove it.
Hey, Sandy, but how do you not
prove
know
what?
That?
What do you want to prove?
Prove it.
Yeah, prove all the world,
history.
All the
prove
land masses on Earth was covered in water.
The one thing in the Bible
that
happened.
The only way
that
you know
this. The global flood event 100,000 years ago attributed to the polar ice caps melting. The seas did rise by 400 feet. I'm just watching this on History Channel. Archaeologically, this can be proven. Now, some people choose to credit that to their Bible. And that's their belief system?
Yeah, but Matt, it did not cover all the earth.
Yeah, but
it did not cover all the earth. It did not cover Mount Everest, and it did not cover Mount Kilimanjaro,
which at the tip of those, the temperature is about 25 degrees below zero. So, come on now. If you don't believe that, it's perfectly fine.
Tell the whole story. The Bible said they cover all the
earth. Hey, other than the Bible, for Stanley and Bianchi, this question is, other than the Bible, okay, do you guys like Jeff? What does it take from you? Because you don't happen to believe the way he does. So he says something kind to you like, have a blessed day or something. And, like, just let it go by. Why start a fight over a guy?
No, man, we don't
like
that. That is a threat.
You know why
you
don't like it? I can tell you why you don't like it.
You can say, you can walk up to a policeman and say, have a pixel day, and he will turn around and try to taser you. So, I mean, just respect the person for who they are.
He said something loving based upon what he believes in his heart to be kind and loving. And it's like when people come up to me and tell me
being loving is subjective, man. Come on.
I just accept it considering the story.
Yeah, but being loving is subjective to everybody and everything. Because I'm sorry, when we have talking to parts and he's saying that our country is not what it is because of faith, I'm looking at him and saying, you're crazy. You are crazy.
Well, you know what? No, let me tell you something. If we were all atheists and we just lived by the Ten Commandments, do you think this country would be worse off? If we stop stealing and murdering and everything,
well, we can
atheist,
go further than that and say we can live by some other moral codes too.
Well,
that wasn't the Ten Commandments
is,
was the only moral code.
I'm sure there's other moral codes out there, but what I'm just saying is, if we just forget where the Ten Commandments came from, if we just live by them, who cares what your religious beliefs are?
No,
but
I think what we should live by
because if you live by
the laws of the land that's been set. That's it.
Say to you, Salika Salam, whatever their greeting is, I may have jacked that greeting up. Would you be offended?
That's just saying peace. I say hotep, same thing. Come on.
Okay, so, but if they're giving you, what do you think have a blessed day is? They're saying something in their religion.
Have a blessed day is not
you.
Have anything about being peace.
They're saying something
that's not
in their religion
bring peace to you and comfort to you, and you're being accepting of that. But if it's a Christian saying, have a blessed day, you have a problem with it.
No, that's not even a Christian.
Alaykum salam is when you leave. Have a blessed day is when you – so it's different. Come on now.
They say that greeting and in leaving and coming and going. It's a greeting. It's just basically saying, like, hello.
It is a greeting, and it means to be made whole, be comforted, be filled, be prosperous. It means all of those things. Now, you don't want me to wish. You don't want
Alaykum, assalamu alaykum, mean I come in peace.
Or religion.
Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
I don't want nobody blessing me.
Denote.
You're just prejudiced,
that's, God. We didn't know.
We're prejudiced.
Who's going to do the blessing? Wait a minute. Who's going to do the blessing, Diva?
Hold on, everyone.
If you can accept a blessing from
Diva.
But you can't accept a blessing from a Christian, then yes, you
I
are
don't
prejudiced.
Want you blessing me. Just do like
hey,
Americans do, say hello and bye.
Then we come
that's
to you
all.
And say blessing
it's simple.
For what? Blessing us
okay.
For what?
Bianchi.
Tell us they have a great day. You don't have to come
you wouldn't
a
have a problem with them with their greeting.
Once again, if we say blessed, if you knew what the word blessed means.
No, just plain hello and bye.
Stop, Bianchi, just wait a minute.
I don't want to say hello and goodbye in your King's English.
Then I don't want you saying nothing to me. I keep telling you, we different people.
Hey, what's that?
We live in the Bible history, and we live in the real world history. I'm sorry.
You're a Bible history. Jeff, you're a Bible history black, and I'm a real earth history black person.
Oh, no. I'm a real earth history person.
No, you're not, Jeff. Oh,
well,
you're not because you don't have the honesty.
Well, you might as well say you're a transgender, too.
Stanley, don't tell me what
Jeff,
I am.
Jeff,
you don't know me. I know all about that.
You're not a real history person, because if you're a real history person, when I bring the state of Noah's Ark, you would be the first one to say, well,
wait a minute,
know,
the state of what? Noah's Ark is absolutely real.
Well, it's not real. It's not real.
It's absolutely real. And
real.
Okay.
So, Jeff, it is real. So you're saying it's real. So all the earth was basically was done with water, and it was only
every
nation,
single.
And there was only two people survived. That's what the Bible said.
No, that's
so you're
not what
that's
it said.
That's what the Bible said.
You
that
said
is,
no, it does not.
God
choose.
What did God do? What did God do?
Noah, his sons, and his wives.
Okay, how many people we're talking about, Jeff? How many?
Talking about eight people.
How many?
Eight.
Okay, so eight people around the world survived the flood. Are you real?
Yes.
Are you for real? Are you for real?
Well, absolutely.
So if tomorrow
was only two,
I just want to ask you the question. So if tomorrow I prove you that there was more than eight people that survived and it wasn't ignited, what are you going to say? If tomorrow there's proof that during that time there was a little flood, like you said, but not the whole world, and people survived, what are you going to say?
I'll tell you once again, you're incorrect. I'm taking an account from one person's perspective
in that time period.
No, there's no perspective, Diva. There's only eight person who survived.
But
there's no perspective.
Stanley, I have a
question for you, Stanley.
Stanley, I have a question for you. Where's the proof that the events in the Bible did not happen, as the Bible describes?
Archaeologists.
A whole lot of them. Second Kings 19:35 did not happen that way.
What is Second Kings 19:35?
Go research it yourself. I don't even want to explain
it.
Nothing
to nigga,
you
gonna talk? Now
Second Kings 19:35.
Yeah, look it up.
Second Kings. Just the other day, you said that nothing was mentioned in the Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was mentioned by the Bible. In
you
chapter 1 and chapter
that.
14 it is.
You hear me say that?
Yes, you did.
And by the
but
way,
I said nothing about Huckleberry Finn.
Okay, let's take another thing.
Your Clemens said it was crazy.
1935.
Okay, let's take another thing.
And it came
to
pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead.
So, absolutely.
It didn't happen.
That was
the Cushites. The Cushites, I do know it. I knew it very well.
It doesn't matter.
It was my namesake.
But Jeff, it does matter because that was the son of Tahako, Shabiko, and Shabaka.
It wasn't no angel of the Lord. And the Cushite deity died in war. The Cushite deity was Amun.
So
historically, Necho II defeated Joshua.
You're not really an atheist. You believe in a different type of religion. That does not
make you different. You are Bible black history.
You're not an atheist. No question of questioning the Trinity. Did that happen?
Diva, that's all I want to know. Did it happen?
And see, the reason why it comes and bothers me, here you got these Bible Christians that's denigrating the history of black African people. African people. There's a difference between black and African. Another thing. Wait a minute. Like you guys say that people in the Bible were black.
They might have been black, but they was not African.
All of them were black, but they was not African.
I'm sorry to tell you this.
Listen, Jeff, let me speak. They might have been black, but they were not African.
No thing about it. If you know your world history so freaking well,
Paul was black. Paul came from Taurus.
Taurus is a Hittite country.
Hittite country today is Turkey. The people in Turkey are not black.
Hey, Diva.
They're not anymore.
It wasn't at no time. What are you talking about anymore? So within 4,000 years, they don't change that much. Come on, man. Look at Diva. But, Jeff, you are not me. You come from the Bible. I come from real life.
You come from your own different religion.
No, we don't come from the real thing. We come from the reality.
Y'all different.
You don't.
I'm not talking about you, Stanley.
I'm talking about Pianki. Pianki seems to study a different type of religion. That's why he has a problem with Christianity.
I don't have no religion. Like I said before, you are not the same as I am.
Diva,
the only thing that makes us similar is the Civil Rights Act, and that's it. I would have never went down south to help you fools.
You believe in something, so you don't believe in a God at all.
There you go telling me what I believe.
I don't believe in a God.
You don't believe in a God at all. That's the question. I told you that. Listen,
y'all keep y'all Christianity. I respect you. You stay over there and leave me alone unless we have some interaction that we agree upon.
You don't respect us because if you were that and you were a mature person, you'd be able to discuss it without getting excited.
I don't get upset at you because you say there is no God.
Let me make it clean.
Let me explain my position. I don't need a damn God nor his damn son Jesus.
Okay.
That's me.
Well, then, you know what? You do that.
And please don't be blessing me.
Let me just stop it right there. What I do, Pianki?
You might be possessed by some type of demon.
Here we go. Just sit right. Leave it like that.
I don't say that when the ancient Dominicans come at me
about Jeff, that there were other types of Christ and things like that.
I tell them there are other types of Jeff.
That's you, Jeff. The problem is, you are not ready to question your faith. You are not ready to question your faith. Jeff, let me ask you a question. I don't care. It's either a fact or it's not.
Stanley, my wife wants to ask you a question because she's hearing this. Hold on.
Stanley and Pianki. Stanley first.
All good people.
Listen, ma'am, please don't ask me no questions about your religion.
I did not ask you about your religion. I don't want to hear my religion.
Go ahead. I want to hear the question. What is the question?
What do you have that is real that you believe in?
I got money in my pocket.
What do you mean, what do I have that is real? I believe in humanity.
What do you believe? Why do you exist? What is real? What is it then that's responsible for your existence?
I am. I am responsible for making
Why?
Decisions.
You
and,
create
and,
yourself?
What's responsible
no,
for my
parents,
existence is when my
wait,
mother
wait,
and my father came together.
Let me answer
that's
that.
What's responsible.
Beyonce, it's very easy. My parents created me. They created me by having sex. That's how they created
Who created
me.
Humankind?
I was brought up in, I was brought up
okay,
in this world.
To the origin of whatever.
Okay.
Why
okay, so
are you here? Why are your parents here?
I'm
what is
here
the lineage?
To,
where did they come
either
from?
Either I'm here to improve humanity or I'm here to deny humanity. I think I'm here to improve humanity.
Wait, wait a minute.
The
why does it even need improving? What is
because
it?
Because I want to make a difference. Because
why?
I think there's because
and what gives me
why
what
why
gives me my
to?
What gives
because
me my legitimacy here is a document called the United States Constitution, the most powerful law in this land.
Wait a minute, hold on. What does that have to do with your existence?
Yeah,
what
existence has that to do? You asked me my existence. I was brought up by my parents who had sex who brought me in this world.
But what? But where did they come from?
Where did humanity
they
come
came
from?
Off of
where did humans?
Well, if we tell you where our
world.
Grandparents
that's
come
it.
From, you're going to ask where did they come from.
And a whole
you
world
just,
human
that's,
also,
that's your
that's
trick.
The same thing. You're going
to where?
No, I want to know
what
did humanity come into
existence? What's the point of saying where?
I'm
we don't have to tell you why.
That question. That is a stupid question. Why are you asking
that's
that question?
Not, that is
it
not
is stupid.
What is the point?
You,
okay,
gonna,
ask me,
you
I,
continue
I
walking
wife,
it back in history to the point where
yes.
you don't find
what
no Jesus and say you made the wrong
question?
Damn turn.
What is
because
the point of asking that question?
Can you not, how can you not question where the origin of humanity? That's where you're going to
the
start.
The origin of humanity, we've done
belief.
That. We've done it, debated evolution. So what's the point?
Where did you agree with the Big Bang about evolution?
Your Garden of Eve occurred between the Mesopotamia and the Tigris River.
But wait a minute, Bianchi, if I'm saying your name correct, I'm not sure. But
that's all right. That's all right. You can,
saying,
you can tear it up. They do it anyway.
We're not talking about what I believe. I'm trying to get to where you're at.
That's why I'm saying. That's why I come out saying. Hang on for a minute. Historically, according to your Bible history, according to your Bible history, your first man and first woman began in the Garden of Eve, which is located between the Tigris and the Mesopotamia River.
It is about you because when we turn around and we tell you, you're asking me the question and I say, it's from my parents, and you say, where's the origin? I could turn it all on you. I could turn it all on you and say, where do you come from?
Where do you come from?
Where do you come from?
Where did Jeff come from?
Where did you come from?
I am trying to understand where you are
I'm
at
trying
in your
to understand
mindset.
Where are y'all
and I'm
at?
Trying to understand where do you come
you
from.
You don't believe what I believe. So I'm trying to understand where you're coming from.
Ma'am, where are you at?
Yeah, where do you come from?
I'm in my
where
home,
you come from? Where do
but
you
what I'm trying
come
to
from?
See is this. I'm trying to understand what you
okay,
believe.
But
I'm trying to understand what you believe, ma'am. Tell me.
Exactly. I'm trying to understand what you
believe.
I don't understand what you believe.
Where do you come
I
from? Where
that.
Do your parents come from?
Exactly. We could
they
turn around the question to you.
Family
also.
That God created. He made man and woman.
So wait. When you say God created, do you believe in Adam
who
and Eve?
Who told you that?
I
yeah,
do
believe
that.
Do you believe in Adam and Eve, first of all? Beyond,
I
let
do.
Me try something. Do you believe in Adam and Eve?
Who told you that, ma'am?
Yeah, who
ma'am,
told
who told you that?
I was raised a certain way, but then after being raised a certain way, I started studying, and you know what? God revealed certain things to me.
Okay,
He revealed it to you on DVD, or he revealed it to you on Technicolor.
No,
why
did
he
to you that he was real?
I have
you guys
a relationship.
Are lobbying all these questions at her, but you can't even answer her simple question of where did humanity come from?
I
want to
know, Diva, where you come from?
Yeah,
wait,
where do you
come
from? I come from
a
good who created Adam and one who started with just those
why
people.
Why are you all getting on the defensive when I'm just trying to find out
right.
what
okay.
you believe?
I asked you what you believe, ma'am. We told
oh,
you what
you
we believe. I told you
me.
I don't believe
I
in God and Jesus. So where do you come
back
from?
To his mom and dad, and that's it. And he acts like there's nothing else.
And I don't believe
but
there is something else. But, okay,
who
you
was
want,
it? Rene
just,
Descartes
okay,
came to the
a
point.
Real conversation.
They could
you're
deny
where
every
do I come
founder,
from?
But they could
I,
not
okay.
deny
Stanley
it.
Is a, Stanley
they,
is a United States citizen
God
just like I am.
He didn't just come out of thin air, nor his mama and dad, nor his grandparents, great-grandparents. So
where did yours come from, Diva?
The origin of humanity began according to your beliefs is what she's asking.
And according to, it's not according to belief. According to the fact it started by evolution. That's it. It's not according
okay,
to your
beliefs. And what is that?
From.
What does evolution say?
You evolved
based
evolution.
On what information?
That we evolve over time and we became human beings.
Out of what?
So what do yours based on?
What did you
wait a minute, Diva.
From?
Where did yours come from? What is yours based on? Adam and Eve?
What do you think you evolved from?
Are yours based on Adam and Eve?
It ain't about me. I'm trying to find out about
I'm
you.
To
okay,
out.
We, what do you mean?
Don't
do you
worry about us.
It's
yours based on Adam and Eve.
Okay, here it is. Stanley and Pionk, if you give me a second. According to the
you
Bible,
you don't have more than a second.
Listen, God created man from dirt. Okay, He created man
who
from
said,
dirt.
Who said? Wait a minute. Where did you get that information from?
God created. Wait.
Listen,
just that.
Listen.
Okay,
get the information
go
from.
Bianchi,
because you would run over
Bianchi.
You would keep talking, and you would go over at least 5 points. I would like to ask you a question, though.
Exactly.
Where did you get the information from about God creating man and woman out of dirt?
So first point. Point one, you said God created dirt, and God created man through dirt. That's what you said?
He said out of dirt, but the thing is I took the phone back because you guys won't answer questions.
Okay, so
you're going
to
get all about what we
answer.
Believe. We believe the Bible story, so just leave it alone. And you with qualifications.
Y'all a Bible?
You
Jeff,
don't know
y'all
anything.
A Bible blacks and we are not.
Bianchi, hold on. You don't know anything about what the Bible actually says and about what that meant. And
listen,
so
don't tell me I don't know what the Bible says.
That.
So
how
we
you
going to figure that?
Jeff,
I just gave you a verse.
Ezekiel
19:35.
Stanley.
Go ahead.
Evolved. Here's a question for you. How in the hell did you evolve and support yourself while you were evolving? That's the dumbest ASS thing I've ever heard in my life.
What are you talking? What are you
I'm
asking?
I'm talking about evolution. At the very least.
Okay, evolution
at the very
is
least.
Over time.
Listen,
you know evolution, what
no
is?
Over time.
Yes,
you
it is over time.
Yourself.
Over time, we became
just like
Usain
Bolt.
Oh,
just,
just
like Usain Bolt runs 100 meters faster than anybody else.
And
that's how we evolve.
One turned male and one turned female, huh? That's dumb.
Okay,
dumb crap as anybody else's, Jim.
So you're saying what
so
I
you
believe
with yours.
Is a fact is a okay.
Y'all need to take your Jesus and go someplace.
Really? You're not telling us anything. Did you? I mean, how did this evolution come about? Where did the beginning start? All you can say is we evolved.
Okay, and where did the beginning start? Okay, the beginning
no,
started
them,
by.
No, just ask them. Ask them where the hell did Adam and Eve? You believe
Johnny,
in Adam and Eve? That's, you've
see,
got.
You,
that's because see, y'all think y'all between me and Stanley, you can't handle me. You want to go to the weaker of the two? I
you,
ask
you,
you a question.
You say
where did your Adam and Eve
like,
start
no.
at?
You acting like. You act like a punk. And I tell you that because you won't listen and you won't intelligently talk. Okay.
I'd rather you call me a punk than say, God bless.
What do
you
see?
Ask me, where was the beginning? When it comes to atheism, where is the beginning at?
What do you mean, where is the beginning at? Are you talking about the beginning in human being, or are you talking about
Stanley,
the beginning
Stanley,
in the
Stanley,
universe?
Stanley,
which one are you
Stanley,
talking about?
Their location
Stanley,
of first man and first woman is in Eastern Eve, which lies between
start?
The Tigris
not
and
Euphrates
us.
River.
Asking you. We know what we believe,
talking about
Stanley.
Central Africa.
Okay.
We know what we believe in it. You're
okay,
absolutely
so
right. The Garden of Eden is
question.
In Africa.
We started in everything.
No, the Garden of Eden, the Bible, Garden of Eden is between the Tigris and Euphrates River, which is not in Central Africa.
I just want
that's
Stanley
perfectly
to
fine.
Central
that's
Central
where Africa. Y'all come from. Good.
I just
we
want
didn't come
Stanley
from there.
To ask my question, please.
And Diva, you don't know the historical location on the map anyway.
This is about me. This is about me trying to understand exactly what you believe.
Hey,
you,
Diva.
Don't,
okay.
You don't want him for whatever.
Hey,
I'm
Diva.
Going to argue with you.
Where did you all come from?
Yeah. Look at Diva.
Okay, I told you, over evolution, it happened.
Hey, Diva, you got an IG?
Where did we evolve from?
No, y'all came from between the Tigris and Euphrates River. That's your Bible. That's your Bible beginning, which is perfectly fine.
Let me ask
you
something.
Okay,
but how are we
going to
have a discussion?
Okay,
okay.
I was
going to
have a discussion.
The theory that came about regarding
Jesus is your Savior and God is his daddy. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. We don't believe in that.
You don't
have
to get an
understanding of what you believe. That's what dialogue is about.
No, that ain't what. If you want to know,
about
where we come from, go read history.
If you tell me that two more
galactic
Diva, if you want to know where we come from, go read the Art Man in history.
Okay, you're not an atheist. Stanley truly is atheist. Stanley does not believe in a central God or anything.
Stanley,
Stanley,
I thought you believed in Christ.
Don't tell me what I. What is your central God, Diva? Diva, what is your central God?
You don't believe in Christianity. You don't believe in Christian God. You don't believe in Jesus Christ. Okay, I get that. But you believe in something.
What is your central God? That's why your ass got a jaywalking ticket. Talking back to that police officer.
A jaywalk ticket has nothing to do with you acting like a jackass.
No, it goes to the head. Even what you act like a little managed child.
I believe in evolution. You believe. Diva.
You
evolution you believe in.
Like a
grown
Darwinism.
Darwinism. Theory of evolution.
Diva.
What you're saying, Stanley?
Hey, Stanley.
Yes.
I thought you believed in Christ. Don't you got, like, videos on YouTube talking about Christ and all this?
Yeah, my son, he was
no, I don't believe in Christ. I never
so
did.
So you don't got a YouTube account with videos talking about
no,
Christ?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Come on, bro. You got
I don't. I don't believe in
Christ.
Christ. I never did. Never did. I did question it.
That.
I questioned it, and I even went to a person in a show and everything to question about the thing of God.
Okay,
I don't
so
believe
so
it.
So you don't got a YouTube account with
no,
videos?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
So you
don't.
Sure ain't going to find one on mine. I despise that.
No, I don't. I don't have
bastard.
A YouTube account.
Dude, I thought
I
heard
YouTube.
You on YouTube, Sandy.
No, I don't have any videos on YouTube. I have nothing on YouTube.
That
I didn't
to
download
you that
please,
YouTube.
Please, don't be telling my kids that stuff.
I'm gonna see if I could tell you what videos I heard you on, Sandy, on YouTube.
Okay, go ahead, but you won't see me and everything. I don't have a YouTube video. I don't.
That's another
but Diva, coming back to you and everything, you're telling me I go through evolution. What is your proof that your God exists?
Wait a minute. Can
it's
I say something before
proving.
Diva?
No. It is, Diva. It is about
no,
proving.
No, it's not about me
Diva,
asking
Diva,
proof.
Diva, it is.
Stanley, I didn't ask you that question because I wanted proof of what you
believe.
Okay,
what do you believe? You believe in Adam and Eve, yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so
wait.
One step at a time. One step at a time. So if you believe in Adam and Eve, what is your proof that happened? What is your proof of that? Let's just go back.
You know why I believe? Because mankind exists.
That doesn't say anything. That doesn't prove Adam and Eve.
It sure
don't. Diva, that doesn't prove Adam and Eve.
The Bayes theory does not speak to me about how mankind came to be here.
Diva's been saved for just a few years. I've been saved for over 30. Ask me these questions.
So, Jeff,
if you want to know the questions.
What
hey, Jeff, but what makes
proof?
You saved, though?
What
you
asking
to say
me what
saved.
I believe. I'm happy
you are saved.
And he
I
put in me the spirit
lost.
Of God that leads me into all truth, not just the truth of what we see
Jeff, but do you
in the Bible,
the commandments, though? Do you
but history and all. That's what makes me saved.
I got a question for Diva and for
you
Jeff.
Know, we have these Christians that come up to you
hold
talking
on,
and over. One tried to put his hand on my forehead
okay.
and knocked his ass out.
Hold on,
they
hold
get
on,
sick
listen,
and tired of that stuff.
Hey,
then they want
to
be fumbling
hey,
with your children.
I got a question for Doug. I'm going to let you ask your question because we're going to just try to tell Bianchi down a little bit. So
I don't need to be emailed now. I don't believe in God. Don't have no need for the damn
well,
Jesus.
Answer the question.
Jesus Christ.
Just
go ahead,
asking us questions. You won't let them ask us
the bastard.
Question.
I did answer the question.
I
can't hardly hear anyway. Everybody's talking.
Hey, you guys say that you guys are Christians, but do you guys keep the Sabbath and the commandments?
We keep the Sabbath, and do we keep the Ten Commandments?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I know.
Wait a minute, what was that
somebody
weirdo,
always in another
I'm
conversation.
Weirdo, man. Who knows?
It depends on what do you mean.
Whoever's talking in the background needs to turn and get off their speakerphone,
because
we can hear your TV and everything else.
Why are you ready? Reckon wanted to come home.
Hello.
Can you mute your phone?
I believe they're doing it on purpose.
No,
he doesn't know he's open. Tracy just opened up all the lines.
Okay. So that was a good question. What do you follow the Sabbath and the Ten Commandments? That is a great question.
Here's the thing: we don't have to follow anything of the law.
Nah, that's a lie. That's a lie.
It's
we, Jeff.
It's a lie.
We do
abide by them, and no, we don't do. I don't do church on Saturday. I do it on Sunday.
Okay, well, you know when you go to church on Sunday, you're worshiping the sun.
Listen, dog. Listen, dog.
You know the
bottom line.
Hey, you know,
we are no longer under the law. God don't care what day we worship him on, and save it. We are free in him.
Okay,
you don't understand.
But Jeff.
We do not have to follow.
Okay. Hey, it's okay to be homosexual.
And then you should never ask them that question, because one would say one thing and another would say another. Look at all the BTR radio stations. You got one saying one thing and one saying another.
Oh, you ain't got one saying nothing.
The heck you don't. I was listening to one the other day.
The thing is people don't know because they don't study.
No, you don't know. You're the one following the Vatican. You know Christianity.
I don't know Vatican, my friend.
The Vatican is the one that turns the Sabbath.
Okay, well,
listen. I've done 8 years of field research in that part of the land. I do know.
Well, once again, the Vatican is a paganistic system. It's a very evil system, and I do not follow it.
Okay, well, the Vatican,
don't care
you don't
one way or another about the day because it
okay,
doesn't matter.
Okay,
we
have
to go to church to worship. It's just so
happy. Okay, so Jeff,
you
can't
follow it. 2 seconds. Hey, listen, our family, the Christianity that they follow is another branch of Catholicism.
Not me, my friend.
Hell, the New Testament been revised over 60,000 times.
Hey, listen.
Pianki, quit being so damn stupid.
You want to be calling me all these names and things, man.
It was revised because of language, Pianki. You don't understand.
Well, it hasn't been no 50,000. It hasn't been no 50,000 different languages.
It doesn't matter how many different languages you have.
It doesn't matter.
Pianki, I can't hear what
the New Testament has been revised over 50,000 times.
How many times has been revised? It was revised.
Because
language
has changed.
Languages have changed no 50,000 times.
It's because they found out what the original languages meant.
Hey, hold on, Jeff. So you're saying that it's okay to sin and you're still going to go to heaven, right?
No, I do not. That's not true. The Bible says that a person that believes in Christ and has accepted him cannot practice sin.
Okay, do you know what the definition of sin is? Don't
you
tell me what the definition of sin is.
If you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father. If you confess your sins.
Okay, now that we did that.
He's faithful and just to forgive you your sins. So we all sin. We all make a mistake. We all do wrong things sometimes.
Ain't done no damn sin. There you go again. Who is we all?
You don't know.
See, the people that believe in that stuff had sin.
Oh my God!
Get in trouble.
Hey, Jeff, what's the definition of
now you're trying to indict my children. My children haven't done no damn sinning.
Hey Jeff.
We're not talking to you, Pianki. You're out of this.
Hey Jeff,
oh my God.
I'm talking to Stanley.
Hey Jeff, what's
that's why I'm glad we got concealed carry here.
Stanley,
two of you fools come up to me talking that stuff.
Well, I tell
hey,
you
Jeff.
What,
no, I'll never
pull mine out before you. Now, go ahead, Stanley.
Hey Jeff.
Yeah.
What's the definition of sin, though? Tell me the definition of sin right now.
Sin is going against the will of God for your life.
Tell me the real definition of sin, man. That's not the definition
of sin. I just told you what it was.
The real definition of sin was a disease.
Hold on.
What is this definition of sin?
and unbelief.
Go look it up right now. Go look the,
what does
go look up the definition of sin.
Look, now, go look up the definition where.
The sin is a sin means transgression of the law.
Okay.
You know that, right?
That's if you're, if,
and then don't give me that excuse that we're saved by grace because
you
know,
automatically
you know
live by
are,
the
right?
law of God, but you're not bound by it a certain way. So therefore,
no,
so you have a different
though,
relationship.
So
I understand.
I
understand. We get all we get all the paganism, but we don't get the true.
All these people that don't been saved, my goodness, you should have chose a better major in college.
Well, here's the one thing. A major in college has nothing to do with it because I supersede college once again. I'll say it again. If you want to know the truth, but we were asking you about what, well, Pianki, you don't
know, y'all have me. What countries have you traveled to?
At least
he
doesn't know that Darwin repented on his deathbed.
What countries have you traveled to?
That his theory was not.
What countries have you traveled to do the research? Or are you just a armchair Bible
all
reader?
The time, Doc. I don't miss.
What countries have you traveled to do the field research?
I do it all, my friend.
You have. What countries have you traveled to do the field
I've
research?
Only, I've only been as far as Europe, my friend, but I don't have to travel to countries to learn.
Well,
that's a great
then
thing about.
Listen,
we study
I hope
with
your
God to go to
Jesus
Israel
do
every
you
single
well.
Year. We study
I
with
hope
people
your
that
God
have gone to
and your Jesus do you well. I
my
don't
sister,
need
I,
the
I'll
suckers.
I'll be quiet. My wife has been to Africa. My sister's
no,
been to Africa
you be quiet.
Several times.
You singing a song. Now, I wish we could apply some music
you
to
you
it.
You want to say? You don't know what you're talking about.
Anybody
and
got
like
a harmonica?
You won't discuss it just intelligently.
Anybody got a harmonica?
Yeah.
Pianki, let me try something. Jeff, you keep on saying that we're born as sinners. So a baby, as soon as he's born, is he a sinner?
Yes.
Because of the bloodline.
And you don't see nothing
you
wrong with just that? Wait. I want to hear from Diva. 2 seconds, Diva. You don't see nothing wrong that I just said a baby that was just born.
You're born in sin.
How are you born in sin?
It's just like this. If your mother and father had AIDS, you would be born with AIDS.
Okay, well, what does that have to do with sin
that's
and everything?
The same way
it, that is not the same thing.
Because of the
it says about bloodline. It has nothing to do with nothing else. It's about bloodline. That's why blood had to be spilled for it. You have to understand. That's what the whole thought is.
That's the whole thing about atonement.
Okay, so it's all about blood. So a baby that didn't do nothing in this world is born as a sinner, and you think that's perfectly normal?
Because of bloodline.
Wow.
But a baby's covered.
It's not like babies are born out of
evolution. If you think about how Darwin came up with his notion of evolution, he could not understand why his wife and his children were dying. He did not understand that there were the plagues and things that were happening as they were in London, okay? And he thought that people who lived beyond those things, that there had to be something genetically different about them that made them stronger. That was his mind at that particular time. That's where that whole thought of evolution came about.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about sin, see, you don't believe as we do. We understand from a different standpoint about bloodline. Because how a baby can be sinful is they're born into or through the bloodline of somebody who's committed sin. And that stemmed back from the time of Adam and Eve. But that's not what you believe. That's why we were trying to understand what you believe.
Let me tell you what my belief is. My belief is that I don't believe what you just said.
I understand that.
I don't believe what you just said about some crazy Adam and Eve story that came up in the Garden of Eden in between the Tigris and Euphrates River.
Okay,
but
now you're putting more words in my mouth that I didn't tell you.
Just
I just understand, Bianca, you are speaking
you said Adam
of
and
a
Eve,
lot of pain.
Adam
I don't
and
know
Eve,
what your mother
the,
did. I don't
the
know
Garden
how you were
Eden
raised.
Was
I don't know what your
the,
father
between
did.
The tigers and
but
Euphrates
I think
River.
Some things were wrong, and I think that's why you're at the state of mind that you're in at this point
but,
in time.
But ma'am, the problem
well, ma'am,
is...
Wait, why are you in the state of mind that you're in?
Let me just try something. Let me just try something.
Hang on. Why are you in the state of mind that you're in?
I'm going to expound the things of God
wait,
because I can't help that. See, I know what God has done for me.
Wait. Before you
I
say,
understand you can't help it, and I allow you that excuse.
Right,
that
and
you
that's
just
why I'm
can't
only
help
trying
it.
To get to you to find out where you're coming from.
I don't need
but,
you to,
ma'am.
I don't need you to get to where I am. You
ma'am,
stay where
ma'am,
you are,
ma'am.
Over
Bianchi,
there,
let me try
and
something.
Enjoy yourself.
Ma'am, let me try something. Bianchi, let me try something. The problem is that what you're saying, and we don't believe it. I don't believe it like the same way as Bianchi is. First, when you come in with the question of Adam and Eve, you have to first prove that that happened.
But family,
that's number
that's
one.
Right,
Wait, ma'am.
That
isn't
about Adam
because,
and Eve. I only asked you, what did you believe?
Okay, but you came up, ma'am.
And
you
I think
said,
that
you
lost
said,
now because
okay,
you can't
ma'am,
answer
ma'am,
me.
Okay, let me make
sure. I know what
that,
I believe.
Ma'am, let me make sure of what
I
what you let,
ma'am.
My
beliefs should not be just against my
ma'am,
belief. Tell
ma'am,
me what you believe.
Ma'am, I'm asking you the question first, and then I'll answer any question that you want. You said that it comes with the bloodline because of Adam and Eve. Is it that what you said?
Because, yes,
is that what you said? Wait, is that what you said? I just want to make sure, is that what you said?
That's
yes,
what I believe.
Okay.
Bloodline
okay.
of Adam and Eve.
So first, do you understand, ma'am, do you understand that first
I
you
know,
prove,
I know what they mean when
ma'am,
I say that.
Ma'am, do you understand? The question I want to ask you, and that's the simple question, you have to prove that Adam and Eve existed. If you can't
yeah,
prove
so my
that,
distant
that
ancestor,
everything.
My distant ancestor
is
Adam and Eve.
You said that Adam and Eve, okay,
archaeology.
Ma'am, let me ask you the question.
Right?
If tomorrow will prove that Adam and Eve never existed.
Stanley,
never
when did
exist.
This Adam and Eve supposedly have existed? What year was that?
You guys are
4006 B.C.?
Believe. You cannot tell us what you believe.
Diva.
No,
I'm not even talking to you.
I'm
asking Stanley. Stanley. Stanley, when was this Adam and Eve supposed to have all occurred?
I have no idea.
Believe in evolution, Stanley, but you still cannot tell us how mankind came to exist in your
yeah,
in whatever you
have all the
Diva, let me ask you the question then.
I have no problem saying
you don't
I don't know.
Know,
Tracy.
Diva, let
no
me ask you the question.
I don't know.
Wait
don't
a minute,
know.
Family. We said we didn't know the exact date or year.
Okay,
okay,
but you don't have
any problem.
You have
a
claim to
make
that
when this Adam
and
Eve was supposed to come about.
Okay, what
and
is
your storybook?
Your main problem, Stanley, is that because you don't know where mankind came from, whatever you believe in, you have a problem with us stating what we know.
No, I don't have a problem with it. No,
I just want to know
yes,
what date. Give me an approximation date.
That's
okay,
let me
answer your question. The problem I have,
Diva,
the problem I have.
Give me an approximation when this Adam and Eve came about.
Stanley,
can you do that?
Because
you cannot engage in an adult conversation.
I
can
say 7,000, but I don't know because they change the calendar years over the years. If you think about Jewish culture did not have 12 months. Out of the year and counting years, so I cannot give you a definitive answer when. I'll give you that, but you do have history books in the culture where
what history book are talking about? I didn't mean only
is
the Bible
Adam
talking
Eve?
About.
What year?
What
approximate? What year did? What time frame did Adam and Eve exist?
I just gave you. I'll say between 5,000 and 7,000 and something years. Does that help
so,
you?
So,
any?
So if we prove to you that the human beings was there before 5,000 years, what are you going to say?
If there were some human beings, I'm going to go ahead and give you that. But I don't think that those human beings were created out of the Spirit of God. Not the same human beings.
That's
that
right.
Were.
You're absolutely right. Wait a minute. She is absolutely right. Your God created y'all people, and everybody else has created theirs. I've
That's
been an archaeological
right.
site. That's I've been an archaeological site that dated back over 65,000 years ago.
Hey, Bianchi, that's excellent. Yes. No, not
you just
5,000 years ago.
I've been trying to tell you that all along, Jeff. You are different
years ago,
black than we are.
On when history was actually recorded. We don't think that the Earth is only 10,000 years old. We know that it was destroyed before. Bianchi, we believe there was a pre-Adamic race that was destroyed, but we also absolutely believe in Adam and Eve. I know where your belief comes from, Bianchi. Absolutely.
No, you don't know where my belief comes from.
Because you put the government for one thing, and when you get people to go back to the ancient Cretan religion and things like that, I know exactly where they came from and how they came to believe what they did. But
so Jeff, you believe that the Earth was, you believe that before Adam and Eve, was there something or there wasn't something?
Yes, absolutely. The Bible tells us that.
Okay. No, where does the Bible say that? The Bible just says
the Bible
was Adam
says
and Eve.
It in Genesis. Do you know something, Stanley? Sometimes when you may read the Bible, you're thinking that certain things are chronological order, but sometimes we don't understand that sometimes in a chapter like Genesis, that between the different verses, that there is a period of time that may have existed. There may
wow.
be 40 years difference. And
well, here's the point.
And
you don't see what
about everybody else's
past?
What about everybody else's past?
That's why we're saying when we study Diva,
wow.
my husband, I don't know who else is on the phone that's a Christian, there is so much more information to gain. That's why Jeff always says, I read the Bible, we study here and there. We listen to archaeologists. We do. We're not, we haven't.
When you listen to archaeologists that say there's no proof of your Adam and Eve, what do you say? What is no archaeologist? Show me one archaeologist that believes.
Never existed either, Stanley, and that's the thing. You can't say that
especially
something didn't happen.
Especially a flood story where all the earth was covered with
water. The only way you could discount something 100% is to prove 100% that it did not happen.
I'm sorry, Diva.
What kind of grades did you get in science,
Diva? If 99% of archaeologists are saying no, it doesn't happen, what do you need as proof? You're going to come to me that's still 1%?
Stanley, I can prove to you that Adam and Eve existed.
Okay, prove it to me.
Okay.
Scientifically.
You go look and
don't
ask,
prove it to me to the Bible.
Hold on,
prove
Diva.
It to me scientifically.
Hold on, Stanley. You ask any person that studies genealogy and studies genetics, they will tell you all men have one common progenitor. One set of common progenitors, because that is in the DNA, because that is goes through all of every single man. They'll tell you
that.
It goes through the woman.
Neanderthals
never went
to
the man.
No, that's not even true.
Hold it.
I can bring up the PhD. That's not even true.
Stanley, if everything evolved, I'm going to let you use your intellect. If everything evolved, how the hell do you only have one common thing that they gain from?
I'm sorry
because
you have
to have multiples.
There's no other species.
You have to have multiples if it was evolved. Because
Jeff,
you would have evolved not just out of one set of humans.
Jeff,
Yeah.
You are stating something that many geologists do not agree.
No, I said that. You go back and look and see what they just
said.
And they can't explain it.
You
have any other species?
I could go see any genetic program. Okay, we'll do that. And I bring a genetic that says you are wrong, what you going
to
say?
Tell me where to go and look it up.
Yeah, you go get that information.
Okay, I will go get the information.
Scientifically,
Eve was brought about from the studies
at a genetic university
of Hawaii.
Just say that we are human beings. Name any other organism on this planet that has that same code. We all have that. Every human being has that same genetic code that says that they are a human being.
What do you mean your genetic code? Do you know, Diva, there's many codes in your DNA that basically got out because of evolution?
Common.
The
you know that? Do you know that, Diva? Do you know that there's...
Hey, Stanley, just because we got the same code, that don't mean that that Bible God had anything to do with it. Don't let them people trick you, man. Listen, Stanley.
We believe it
was God. Don't let them trick you.
That's
because we got similarities in the same code. Stanley,
that doesn't prove the point that there is
a... You got
a
Neanderthal in you that does not believe that this was brought about... by that damn Bible God.
Well, that's up to you.
Got to prove there is a God.
Okay,
then
you
got to prove
you
which one of the God it is. Is it the is it Muslim God? Is it Indian God? Is it the Christian God?
I tell you, it's the God of the Bible.
So there you go. So, but before proving the God of the Bible, you got to prove the whole thing of all the other gods.
I have no problem.
But you
the Bible
is
supposed to be.
There's one God.
The Bible
is
supposed to be truthful.
I have pointed out
many lies in the Bible. Just like you got lies in other documents too.
You can't point out any lies.
2 Kings 19:35 is a lie.
We can. If we go to the Jesus story, remember when Jesus was born and he supposedly got out of Nazareth because everybody was gonna, the king decided to kill all the little kids that was under him. That was never in history.
I gave you a simple one.
2 Kings 19:35
is a lie. That's simple for you. I don't want to get into the complicated stuff.
Why do you think that's a lie?
Because I know the history of the Cushites. That's my namesake.
So you're saying what? That they
I come from the Cushites.
You are a Cushite,
though.
You are a Cushite. The Lord killed everybody
at that time?
My grandparents go back to Northern Sudan. I know the history of our people.
Well, okay,
and that's a lie.
That doesn't take away from the fact that happened.
What do you mean we can't? The battle was recorded, and you can still see the recording today. It was carved in stone. You got the Taharqa tablets. You got the Amarna tablets.
5,000 men in the Assyrian camp.
That's what the Bible say.
You don't think that happened?
Hey, Diva.
No angel, yes. Lord, killed. Sennacherib tried to advance on Jerusalem, and the Cushites defeated him.
They defeated
who? Go study
Wait,
the history of Sennacherib,
the
Assyrians.
He wasn't an atheist. He believes in something. He believes in something. He's studying some different type of religion. He don't want to admit.
It ain't. What is history, guys? Why are you calling? Martin Luther King is history. Huh? Is it religion, huh?
This month you got
Black History Month. So children that study Black History Month is studying religion. When they study all these things that blacks were supposed to invent, and many of them was no invention by black.
One,
I guess that's studying religion, huh?
You're believing in a certain particular religion. I'm sorry. You may not
like
to think you're
religion.
You may not be a religious.
Study history.
Diva,
real places, real events, real
time. There's nothing wrong with you. I don't have a problem with you believing in something that I don't believe in.
But Diva, if we Diva or Jeff or the other person, let's just take one story. How did Jesus, remember when Jesus basically went with Mary and everything, tried to escape the king? Because he was going to kill every little kid because he was threatened because he knew there was a son.
Right.
There's no history that happened. That's the one thing.
That's a huge thing. They used to do that on
several occasions. There's no history that said they did it. None.
Oh, boy.
Show me the history. Show me the book that says that, because no historian said it.
Have you ever read the Jewish historian Josephus?
Josephus was not contemporary at that time.
Right. The only person that talked about Jesus over there, you know how many historians there were during that time? You think
Jesus
was
a common name, Stanley.
Come on,
Jesus
man.
Was a common name for what
your
it meant,
question,
Yahshua,
come on,
Savior.
Come on, yeah,
there are
well, you know,
the one, Stanley, the one that you discussed, Stanley, is that Christ.
Come on, man, you're quoting Josephus, the only person, and there's
Stanley,
even history people that think that Josephus didn't even write that.
Stanley,
so come
give
on,
them
man.
To Jesus,
Stanley,
but it's that damn Christ, it's
Josephus.
That New Testament Christ is the one that's a myth.
The book of Josephus. Why don't you go to the library?
I read the book of Josephus.
I got it right over there on my shelf. I don't have to go to the library.
That's nothing.
Well, Stanley,
that's nothing.
I mean, you and Stanley don't live together.
I'm sorry, that's nothing. It's like the story. Okay, let's take a story of Jesus when he went to the temple and destroyed the temple because he was like, say, look what you've done to my temple. Look at what you've done to the temple because my God came in. You think that was only Josephus would have wrote that? Really? Really?
No, no,
you
no,
think
no,
that
wait,
just one person would have come?
That would not have made a history book,
Stanley.
Oh,
please, that would have not made anything.
If
of course,
out
of
to
course.
The local
that would have not made
here,
anything.
Uh-huh. No,
no, that would have not made anything.
And he was in one
of the Josephus and saying that.
But he was referring to his own body as the temple, and Stanley's not understanding that.
No,
I'm talking about what Jesus did to the temple.
What
no,
did
that would not have made history, Stanley.
The Jewish people
so wait
talk
a minute.
About it.
A person who's going to the temple destroyed almost the temple. You think that would have been not news? No, nobody would have talked about it.
He didn't physically destroy
the
temple.
How would that be news in that time? They didn't know or understand who he was.
Okay, that would not have been news in that time. Okay, okay.
I'm glad I wasn't living back in them times. That chump would have come up wanting to beat me.
Everything that is, if
wow, that would not be news in that time.
Since write autobiography to life, Stanley, not everything is going to make it, everything that you've done is going to make it into that story.
And that's where he speaks
and
out of his
you don't
pain out of that.
With that.
Absolutely.
When is
if
Jesus supposed to be coming back and rapture y'all away?
The first one prove it.
You cannot
any other fact in history, you would tell me, Diva, Stanley, you need to prove that point. But when it comes
no,
to Christianity, you don't prove. Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
What
yes, you would.
Is you
yes,
believe
you
it's
would.
For you to
when black people are saying that Martin Luther King was for the Republicans, you will be the first one saying, I don't believe that. And please
I
prove
it. I believe it.
There you go. And then the Republicans
will
tell you.
They get mad at him and say,
here's the proof.
Yeah, Martin Luther King was pro-gun, too.
You don't believe it. And then we have a problem. Who's saying
the
truth? You or them.
I'm not mad at them, but they believe that Martin Luther King was
a pro-gun. You or them. It's not even to do with a belief. It's a fact. Did Martin Luther King was for Republican, yes or no? And he's going to bring you back.
Integrationist. He wasn't the integrationist that y'all make him out to be.
And openly.
And who's mad about that?
You
said he was an integrationist.
These are right here. We carry two. We carry 500.
He was the integrationist that
they
make him out to be the day
leader. When I ask you a question about facts, you have none. You have no fact to back it up. None. You have no facts
Stanley,
to back it up.
Stanley, we can come with all the facts under the sun.
Well,
and
what
you
are the facts you make? You talk Josephus, and I'm telling you as a historian that I read Josephus, many history are saying Josephus is not true.
This is the 1,000.
They even think that he's